Jones quickly in an 0-2 hole as Jaeger now gets a sign and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Jones stays alive. And 0-2 count. Jones will step back into the box. A wide stance, slightly open, as Jaeger now nods in agreement with his catcher. The 0-2 delivery. Breaking ball is going to just miss inside to make it a 1-2 count. One ball and two strikes. As Jaeger winds up and delivers. Curveball swing and a miss. Caught Jones way off balance there, and he's down on strikes. He's gone a swinging for out number one, and that will be Mason Cassingham, who flew out to the left fielder his first time up. With one out here as the left fielder shifts on over playing straight up. The center fielder also playing straight up as the first pitch from Jaeger is swung on and missed for strike one. No balls in one strike. Cassingham will step out of the box and take a couple practice swings as the throwback from the catcher escapes Jaeger and goes back to second base where the shortstop Gilligan helps his pitcher recover and gives it back to him. Now Jaeger peering in with the glove extended in front of him is the 0-1 delivery now. Curveball is going to miss high for ball one. Jaeger with that old school motion, but beforehand peers over his glove that's extended in front of him. This one's hit in the air towards the right fielder. Playable for the right fielder who will squeeze it for out number two. So Cassingham flies out to Gilmore for out number two. Quickly two gone here. As the top of the order, Dusty Vela will be up to the plate. He has walked and singled this evening. Left-hand hitter, a slightly even stance, slightly closed rather, as the first pitch from Jaeger, check swing breaking ball in the dirt. Yes, on the appeal. Strike one in this bottom of the fourth inning with two outs. The Colt 45 is on top, 3-0. As Jaeger winds up and delivers the 0-1 pitch. So another breaking ball misses wide. One ball and one strike on the second baseman, Vela. 1-1 delivery with two outs. The breaking ball misses high. The ball two. Lots of breaking balls here from Jaeger as he struggled a little bit more with his changeup and fastball command. Now delivers the 2-1. Fastball misses high and in for ball three. Vela walked to begin the game for Colt 45s, or walked to begin the bottom half of the first, rather, as a fastball is now delivered on the outer half and at the waist to fill the count at 3-2. Vela ready, says he taps the plate with his bat. Jaeger delivers the payoff pitch as a curveball misses wide, and Vela will work his second walk of the evening. No quick and clean inning from Jaeger will bring up Colby Raphael, who's singled twice and stolen second. Right-hand hitter. He'll step into the box. At a Palomar Junior College will step up to the plate. Slightly open stance, right in hitter. Jaeger pitching out of the stretch. Three or four steps off the bag, running, and now Deeks comes back to first as the back take will not be in time. Vela diving back. Vela was about a third of the way to second before he ran back to first, drawing a throwdown from the catcher Avalar, where it was pinned by the first baseman that played on a hop. Now the 0-1 delivery from Jaeger is a fastball on the inner half at the knees for strike two. An 0-2 count on Raphael, who, as I said before, singled twice and stolen a base tonight. Bela takes his lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Winston. The delivery from Yeager is bounced in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, but it goes over him and back to the screen. Taking second base easily is Vela. So he'll move up 90 feet on that passed ball. And now a 1-2 count on Rafael, the center fielder. Yeager will step off and get some rosin from the rosin bag. Now peers in and checks Rafael back at, Vela back at second, rather, as this one's grounded up the middle and through around third to make it home just in time is Vela, and caught in between the bases is Rafael, as a throw by the cutoff man to second will chase Rafael all the way back to first, diving in head first, beating the foot race with the first baseman, and a long single from a fail as he was almost into second safely, but held up as he was not quite able to slide. His third single of the evening. He'll get the RBI after Vela came around to score. And it's now a 4-0 ball game with two gone here for McGuire Smith. Rafael running, not running. Now ball in the dirt. Avalar, the catcher, smothers it, throws down to second, not in time. In standing up is Rafael, as he makes it to second on the passed ball. Stolen base, rather. Betanco on deck. Smith with a 1-0 count now. Yeager comes set out of the stretch. Delivers a fastball hit in the air toward left. Left fielder tracking it to the track at the wall. Reaches up, and it's off his glove, off the wall. Rafael will come around to score, and in the second on the E7 is McGuire Smith. So, easily reaching second base is McGuire Smith on the left fielder Cooper Adams, chasing that one over his back shoulder all the way back to the wall in left. Made it to the track, but then it went off the tip of his glove as he reached up above for it. Went off the tip of his glove, bounced off the warning track off the wall where he tossed it back in. Not in time to hold up any runners, and stopping at second was Smith. So after two hits in the inning and a walk, the Colt 45s have two runs on the board. It's 5-0 with two outs as Mark Hills will have a little meeting on the mound with his pitcher and catcher. The battery of Yeager and Avalar, as the home plate umpire will now go out there to break it up a bit. It's going to be Noah Betanco, who has flown out twice to right. Will look to score Smith, who's at second base in scoring position. Betanco looking to get his first ribby of the evening after he had four last night. He'll step into the box. Right-hand hitter. We'll take a couple of practice swings and step in the box now. Kick some dirt around. Tap the plate. An open stance up on the plate now. Yeager comes set and delivers a curveball that backs Betanco off the plate. He'll step out of the box. Count now. 1-0 Betanco jumping back from that one as it was in on his hands. Yeager peering in. Now comes set. The 1-0 delivery with Smith taking his lead from second. The curveball misses low. Good take there by Betanco, laying off that breaking ball on the inside corner that just missed a bit below his knee. A 2-0 count with two gone here in this bottom of the fourth inning. A back pick to second. Pickoff attempt is going to be in time. Caught sleeping is Smith. He was diving back to the bag, but didn't quite get there in time. Called out. That's the third out of the inning, and Betanco will get a new set of balls and strikes. And he comes to bat in the bottom of the fifth. Four through four. It's 5-0. The Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's Brandon Bowler out there in this top of the fifth inning as he will face off against Caden Heineman, who takes a low ball, negative count 1-0. Bowler on the evening has 5 strikeouts. He's walked 3. Has allowed no runs. He delivers a strike on the inner half at the knees to make the count 1-1. Infield playing a bit back. Outfield playing straight up as a breaking ball from Bowler will miss wide on the right hand hitting Caden Heineman. Close stance from that right side as Bowler now winds up and delivers the 2-1 pitch. So fastball in at the knees on the inside corner for strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count all even here. As Bowler shakes off his catcher a couple times, now delivers the 2-2 pitch. There's a little check swing grounded toward the second baseman. Vela charging, flips to first in time for the out. 4-3 put out. Vela, the second baseman, to the first baseman Smith in time to retire Caden Heineman. 1 gone here in this top of the fifth. Bowler now working with a little bit more insurance as he's working with a 5-run lead now. So face off against Cooper Adams, who came on in relief last night of Cy Sullivan. Cooper Adams last night went 5 innings, allowed 6 runs on 7 hits. He'll step into the box and swing and a miss for strike 1. Adams in the bottom, top of the third, rather, struck out swinging. Bowler now delivers a fastball. This one's grounded past a diving Moss and into left field for a base hit. Moss couldn't quite come up with it cleanly, and Adams has a base hit through the 5-6 hole on the left side between the glove of Zanny and the diving glove of Moss. Now it will be the top of the order. Cesar Rodriguez, who has walked twice this evening, he will step into the box. Open stance. As Bowler pitches out of the stretch now as the 45 is looking to turn 2. Changeup is waved at for strike 1. Rodriguez looking a little bit lost there. Swung but couldn't come up with any sort of contact. Bowler peering in at Jones. Jones sets up, low and away. The 0-1 delivery. It's a fastball inside. Make the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bowler checks the runner back at first. Now delivers. Fastball misses high and away for ball 2. Cooper Adams, the left fielder, dancing off the bag at first, being held on by the first baseman Smith. As Bowler comes set, the 2-1 pitch from the third base side of the rubber is fouled off the plate and back to the screen to make the count 2-2. With 1 out, Bowler looking to get out of the inning with a ground ball that hopefully will turn into a double play. The 2-2 pitch, the curveball misses just a bit high. Jones unable to frame it to fill the count at 3-2 as the southpaw delivers the payoff pitch. Fastball misses high and inside. Turning away from it is Cesar Rodriguez. He works his third walk. That will move Cooper Adams to second base for Brock Gilligan, the shortstop, who singled his last time up and then popped out his first time up. He'll step into the box. Left-hand hitter. An open stance. The infield playing behind the runners as Bowler delivers a fastball off the plate outside for ball one. A 1-0 count on Gilligan, the shortstop. Jones sets up outside. The 1-0 pitch popped up toward the third base dugout, but out of play. Zanny giving chase, unable to get it as it is slices away. And it'll be strike one on Gilligan. 1-1 with one out. Runners take their leads from first and second with the first baseman Smith playing back behind the runner. Bowler comes set now, delivers the 1-1 pitch. So fastball just off the plate, outside again for ball two. Bowler doing his best to command his fastball here. Doesn't want to give up a big hit, but does have 5 runs of insurance in this 5-0 ballgame as the 2-1 pitch misses high. Jones coming out of his crouch to get the runners to get back to their respective bases quickly. This count moves to 3-1. Bowler got out of a bases-loaded jam 2 innings ago. Doesn't want to load him here, but he will as he delivers a fastball low to fill the bases after giving up back-to-back walks. So Bowler on the evening has walked 4, which is not something he's done a lot, but the second baseman, Vela, will trot in and have a little chat with his pitcher. Likely give him some sort of pep talk on how to pitch to Gilmore here, who grounded into the 6-4-3 with the bases loaded in the third inning. So Gilmore obviously trying to avoid that here, but Bowler going to do his best to get out of this bases loaded jam as he's walked back-to-back batters now after the Adams single. He'll come set and deliver the pitch with one out with the corners playing in as this one's grounded up the middle and through. 1-1. One run will score, and around third coming in to score. Diving head first is Rodriguez, and holding at second is Gilligan after Gilmore singles up the middle, and it's now a 5-2 ball game. So Gilligan at second, Gilmore at first after Adams and Rodriguez came around to score. So Bowler gives up his first run of the ball game. First 2 runs, rather, for him. It's now 5-2. The tying run suddenly at the plate. Runners take their leads from first and second. This one's grounded toward the shortstop. Charging, tries the bare hand, and it's going to sweep past him and past Zanny into shallow left field. Coming around to score from second is Gilligan. It's 5-3 now after the defensive blunder from the shortstop, Sutter Moss, who tried to barehand the ball as it took an odd hop and went to his right, then squeaked through the 5-6 hole as Zanny and Moss were converging just a couple steps behind the infield grass, and Bob Anderson will come out to the mound now and have an infield meeting as Alex Nisbet will be up to... My apologies, that was Alex Nisbet. It will be Cole Winston coming to the plate with King on deck after Nisbet had the RBI, the 2 RBI infield single, which I would imagine could be constituted as an E6. The shortstop was not able to make a play on it. So a long inning here after the first batter was retired on a ground out. Then a single from Adams, two walks issued to Rodriguez and Gilligan, then another single, and then a E6 have led to a 5-3 ball game with a tying run at first base now. The Colt 45 still with one out. The middle infield shading up the middle, looking to turn two as Gilligan delivers a fastball on the inside corner, swing and a miss from Winston for strike one. Bowler gets his sign. Now comes set. Jones sets up low and in. Pitch from Bowler. The fastball is waved at. Hit toward right. Right fielder goes into a dive and will make the catch. A great catch from Keanu Mizuda, the right fielder, for out number two on the sinking line drive from Winston, who gets back to the dugout and slams his helmet down in frustration. That will bring up Julius King, who has popped out and walked. Right-hand hitter. The third baseman this evening. Stepping up to the plate in this 5-3 ball game as Bowler checks the runners back at first and second, now delivers. And a swing and a miss from King for strike one in this top of the fifth. Left fielder Cassingham playing 4 or 5 feet in front of the track out there in left. The 0-1 delivery from Bowler is a breaking ball. Catches the inside corner in at the knees for strike two. Jones sets up away. The 0-2 delivery from Bowler is going to just miss the outside corner to make the count 1-2. Bowler trying to get out of this jam with minimal damage as he's allowed 3 runners to score. Comes set, the 1-2 delivery. The breaking ball waved at by King, who is down on strikes, and the rally ends. Rose City Baseball, they score three, but strand two. It's 5-3. We're halfway through our ball game here at Tiger Field, headed to the bottom of the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Enrique Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. With a fresh count after working the count 2-0 is going to be Noah Vetanco, our right-hand hitter. He'll step into the box facing off against Aiden Yeager, looking to match Bowler, working 5 innings. As Vetanco will take his practice swings and now step into the box. The designated hitter tonight, he's flown out twice to the right fielder. The infield playing a bit back. Julius King, the third baseman, playing in the pole. A couple steps off the line as Vetanco swings on the first pitch and pops this one up towards left center field. The left fielder and center fielder converging. It's going to be the center fielder calling off the left fielder, Adams. Rodriguez will squeeze it for out number one, first pitch swinging from Vetanco, and he's retired. He's got 3 flyouts on the evening, and he is victim of out number one to bring up Keanu Mizuda, who's 0-2 tonight. He's grounded out and struck out. Left-hand hitter, the first pitch from Yeager on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. An 0-1 count. Aguilar sets up away. That's exactly where that pitch is. off the plate to even it down at one ball and one strike. Pitch from Jaeger is a curveball. Just misses outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike on Mizuta. Avalar sets up low and in. Pitch from Jaeger is a breaking ball on the inside corner. In at the knees. Two balls and two strikes. As Jaeger winds up and delivers, this one's grounded up the first baseline. And through around first, heading towards second is Mizuta. The throw from the right fielder will not be in time. And in the second with a stand-up double is Keanu Mizuta. As he hit that one on the line, the first baseman, Winston, having to play it on a hop, couldn't quite glove it cleanly, and it went through between his glove and left leg into right field, where the right fielder, Gilmore, had to play it back from the corner out there in front of the 310 mark. It will now be Sutter Moss, a left-hand hitter, to the plate with a runner Mizuta in scoring position over there at second base. With one out here, the infield playing at normal depth, the first baseman playing back a couple of steps, two steps or so in front of the outfield grass, and three steps off the line. As the 1-1 delivery to Moss from Jaeger, out of the stretch with the runner on. Avalar sets up inside. Breaking ball misses wide for ball two. One count. Jaeger peers into Avalar. Now winds up and delivers the 2-1 pitch. Setting up low and in is Avalar. Breaking ball. Fastball, rather, misses high for ball three as some activity out in the bullpen for Rose City Baseball. Looks to be Gunnar Gillette getting up and getting warm. My apologies. Armand Lettier, rather. Is a throw to second is not going to be in time. Wide of the bag. It was on the right field side of the bag. And swirling around 180 degrees and making a quick throw was Jaeger, but not in time. Diving back to the bag was Mizuta as the shortstop. Gilligan did his best to catch the ball and was able to, as now Moss takes the ball high and outside to work a walk. So two men are aboard for the 45s as Brandon Zanny, who has tripled and lined out to the third baseman, will step up to the plate. He's been seeing the ball really well tonight. He'll have his third go at Aiden Jaeger. Right-hand hitter, the infield playing behind the runners, the third baseman King, almost even with the bag, and a couple steps off the line. As Jaeger delivers a ball outside, to make the count 1-0. Jaeger comes set, dancing off the bag at second as Mizuta. The 1-0 delivery is a fastball on the inside corner, just below the waist. Made the count 1-1. On deck is Alex Jones. Runners take their leads from first and second. Dancing off the bag, still is Mizuta. The pitch from Jaeger is going to plunk Zanny off of his helmet. A scary situation there, but gratefully he was turning away from it, so it's the back of his helmet. That's just about the worst place you can get hit. Thankfully, the batting helmet providing protection. As now, after that hit by pitch, loads the bases. It looks like Jaeger's night is finished. He goes 5 1/3, and he's responsible for all three men aboard currently. As Mark Hills makes his way out to the mound and has a little talk with the infield, and it looks like it will be Armand Lettier coming in to relieve Aiden Jaeger of his duties. as Bob Anderson is having a little talk with the home plate umpire. Some jawing back and forth as something was mentioned about his player getting plunked in the head, but it looks like Jaeger is going to stay in the game, making his way in from the bullpen. To the dugout is Armand Lettier, and it looks like Jaeger's going to stay in the game. Not quite sure what happened there, but it looks like Bob Anderson wanted some sort of accountability for Jaeger, but Zanny will be at first base after he was hit by a pitch. Seems to be okay. The first baseman playing in front of him, that's Winston, as the first pitch to Alex Jones is swung on and missed. A huge miss there from Jones on a breaking pitch off the plate outside. Jones, a right-hand hitter. He has singled and struck out, so he's one for two. As Jaeger peering in, the second baseman misbet, shading up the middle, two or three steps on the first base side away from the bag, as now another fastball catches the plate for strike two. Jaeger peering in, gets a sign as Jones readies from that right-hand batter's box. And Jaeger comes set to deliver the 0-2 pitch with one out and the bases loaded. Blocked by the catcher Avalar way outside. A great job there from the catcher Gio Avalar. Keeps it in front of him as it bounced around between the legs of Jones, who stood still as not to be called for batter interference. A 1-2 count now. Corners playing in, taking their leads from their respective bases as this one's hit in the air. Shallow center field. Center fielder making his way in will squeeze it for out number two, and a quick throw in wide of the plate. The catcher Avalar ranging to his right and going into a dive to keep it in front of him. A little slide to keep it in front of him and not squeak all the way back to the screen as Jones flies out to the center fielder Rodriguez for out number two, and that will bring up Mason Cassingham, who's flown out twice tonight to left field and right field. With the bases loaded, Jaeger looking to escape the jam. As he readies, comes set to deliver to the left-hand hitting Cassingham. First pitch is going to catch the inside corner at the knees. A fastball for strike one. Vela, the top of the order, is on deck. Taking his lead from third is Mizuta. Moss from second and Zanny from first. The 0-1 delivery from the right-hand throwing Jaeger is a breaking ball waved out by Cassingham. Kind of threw his bat at it almost. Caught off balance. Knew he couldn't hold up on it. Had to hope to foul it off or at least poke it between fielders. Now in an 0-2 hole with two outs. The base is loaded. As the 0-2 pitch from Jaeger, the fastball freezes Cassingham on the outside corner at the waist. He goes down looking. The Colt 45s, they leave him loaded, and they score none. It's 5-3 after five. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Greekway in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. It was Gio Avalar facing off against Cody Raffel on in relief of Bowler, who went five. And Raffel got him to swing on a curveball in the dirt for strike three, but as the catcher Jones cleared and threw down to first, it was high and out of the reach of the first baseman Smith and into right field. So safe at first is Avalar on the swinging third strike, so he technically strikes out, but reaches first base. And now it will be Heinemann, who takes a called strike one from the right-hand throwing Raffel, who now comes set at the belt and delivers a fastball. This one's grounded toward the shortstop, who flips the second to Vila. Not in time as it goes wide of the bag and into right field. From second to third is Avalar's courtesy runner, who will make it to third safely. Staying at first is Heinemann, as the Colt 45 is coming a bit unraveled here. After the high throwdown from Jones to the first baseman, Smith was over his head. And now suddenly there's runners at the corners for Cody Raffel with nobody out. The 45s would likely have to surrender the run should a ground ball on the infield be hit, with Vela and Moss playing at double play depth. The first pitch from Raffel to Cooper Adams draws a swing, a miss for strike one. Raffel peering in at Jones, who sets up low and in, as the 0-1 delivery is a fastball low and in on the inside corner for strike two. Raffel looking to work quick out of the stretch on in relief of Bowler, who qualifies for the win should the 45s maintain their lead, as Raffel delivers another fastball, but low, one ball and two strikes. Raffel, a tall right-hander, 6'3", 230, out of Redding, California, and Shasta College, delivers. This one's fouled off the catcher, Jones. Count remains one ball and two strikes for Bowler. His final line was five innings. He allowed four hits and three runs. All three were earned. Struck out six and walked four. Three of those walks belong to Cesar Rodriguez, the leadoff hitter, who's now on deck. As the nine-hitter Cooper Adams readies, as Raffel comes set, the 1-2 delivery, fastball misses low and in the dirt. for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes with nobody gone here. Runners take their leads from the corners. The pitch from Rathel. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Adams strikes out looking for out number one. A backward K there for Rathel. We'll bring up the top of the order, Cesar Rodriguez, as the Colt 45s keep the middle infield at double play depth with the shortstop shifted a bit up the middle and Vela playing three or four steps to the right field side of second. As Rathel delivers a fastball on the outer half for strike one. An 0-1 count, Rathel glove dangling in front of him, peering in. Now comes set glove at the belt and delivers a fastball. It's fouled back to the screen for strike two. Rathel throws a lot of heaters. She gets a new baseball and climbs back up the hill. Now peers in at Jones' catcher. With one out, runners take their leads from the corners. The 0-2 delivery out of the stretch from the right-hand throwing Rathel is hit in the air towards the right fielder who gets under it. Should be playable. He'll squeeze it and throw into the cutoff man. It's cut off by the first baseman, Smith, and I'm not sure what happened there. He didn't necessarily need to cut it off. And now it's a 5-4 ball game, as looks like the throw might have been on a hop or two and in plenty of time, possibly, to at least make it a close play at the plate, as in standing up is Avalar, who reached on the dropped third strike. That will bring up Brock Gilligan after the second out of the inning on the flyout. It's now 5-4. It's a breaking ball from Rathel, misses low for ball one. So the ball hit in the air towards the right fielder Mizuda, who got under it and then tossed it in, but it was cut off by the first baseman Smith. As this one's hit in the air towards the center fielder Rafael, who gets a beat on it and makes a shoelace catch on the sinking line drive to end the inning. It's 5-4, and we're headed to the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's game is sponsored by tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Rick Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Reading, California. On in relief of Aiden Yeager is going to be Armand Lettier. Lettier on in relief of Yeager. Yeager went five, allowed nine hits and five earned runs. walked four and struck out three. It's going to be the top of the order, Dusty Vela, leading things off in this sixth inning as he takes a ball outside to make the count 1-0. As the right-hand throwing Armand Letier comes set from the first base side of the rubber and delivers the 1-0 pitch that's fouled back over the third base dugout and out of play to make the count 1-1. Vela, left-hand hitter. He is 1-for-3 tonight with 2 walks. As a fastball misses high. 2-1. Vela waves the bat back and forth a couple times. It even stands from that left-hand batter's box as Letier delivers a fastball inside. Make the count 3-1. The Colt 45 has only walked 4 times against Jaeger in these first 5 innings. Vela was responsible for 2 of those. As the 3-1 delivery from Letier is fouled, popped up toward the third base dugout. Third baseman King giving chase, but he'll not get to it as it lands out of play to fill the count at 3-2. As Letier will get ready to deliver the payoff pitch. As the Colt 45s look to extend their winning streak to 5 games and sweep this 4-game weekend series, Letier winds up and delivers the payoff pitch. This one's fouled back out of play again to my left on the third base side. Count remains full as Letier will deliver the payoff pitch again. Rafael is on deck. The delivery from Letier is fouled back over the screen and toward the crowd. The catcher giving chase, not able to get to it as it goes all the way back toward the park. And the count remains 3-2 after 7 pitches in this at bat. We'll now see pitch number 8. As a kid chases it down and gets the free souvenir. Letier carrying in. Set to deliver the payoff pitch yet again. The curveball just a bit high, and Vela works his 3rd walk. And Colby Rafael will now step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter kicks some dirt around and now will ready himself and step into the box. Vela will be dancing off the bag at first. He's reached base 4 times tonight. The pitch from Letier around the bunt is a fail. Pulls it back in time as he takes the first pitch inside for 1. A 1-0 count. Smith on deck. Betanco in the hole should the line keep moving for the 45s. The third baseman King playing even with the bag at third. Pickoff attempt at first is not in time. As the first baseman Winston is holding Vela on at first. Letier out of the stretch delivers a fastball. It's fouled back to the screen. Off to first base side. Make the count 1-1. Rafael now steps back into the box. In this bottom of the 6th inning, it's 5-4. The 1-1 delivery out of the stretch from Letier is hit in the air towards right field. Right fielder was shifted. Rafael to pull now. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Around third. A wide turn. He's being waved home. The throw home is going to be not in time. Diving in head first is Dusty Vela as in the third head first with a triple is Colby Rafael. As Vela comes around to score, it's now 6-4. On the hustle from Dusty Vela after that walk, the right fielder Xavier Gilmore had to chase that ball down the line. It was about 5 or 6 feet to the left of the 310 mark out there. As Rafael will get a pinch runner, that's Braxton Riley at third. And It's 6-4 after that triple from Rafael, as McGuire Smith will step into the box. And the right fielder, as I was saying, Xavier Gilmore, had to run all the way over from where he was shaded, about 5 or 6 steps towards center. He was shaded Rafael, the right hitter, to pull a bit, as Smith watches a strike catch the outside corner in at the knees. So Braxton Riley will be pinch hitting for Rafael. And the right fielder, Gilmore, relayed it into the first baseman, Winston, but the throw from Winston to the catcher, Avilar, as Smith takes strike 2 on the inner half, was not in time. Avilar, the catcher, put the tag on the foot of Vela, who was already across the plate with his chest diving in head first. The 0-2 delivery from the first base side of the rubber from Lettier is grounded toward the second baseman. Riley coming home to score as the throw to the first baseman, Winston, is in time. Missed bet to Winston for out number 1. So coming in to score is the pinch hitter, Riley. Pinch runner, rather. We'll bring up Noah Betanco, who now is working with the bases empty, the infield playing back, and the left side shifted a bit to pull with King a couple steps off the line. Betanco, first pitch swing, taps it off the plate, foul. Betanco has flied out 3 times, twice to right and 1 to center. He's hit the ball on the screws all 3 times, just right at a defender. So he steps back into the box and does his signature check swing motion. The 0-1 delivery from the right-hand throwing Lettier is swung on and missed. Betanco chased the breaking ball away and now finds himself in an 0-2 hole. It's 7-4. Colt 45 is up by 3 now. So Lettier delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air towards center. The center fielder giving chase will make his way over where he was shifted toward left and squeeze it on the run for out number 2. So Betanco flies out again. He's got 4 flyouts on the evening. And now Keanu Mizuda will be up to the plate with 2 gone here in this bottom of the 6th, after Vela and Riley have both crossed home plate in this inning to tack on a little insurance for these Colt 45s. Mizuda takes a called strike 1 on the inside half. And the 0-2 delivery from Lettier is going to be called a strike 2. As Mizuda, the left-hand hitter, Avilar sits up high and in and pitches way up for ball 1. Mizuda looking to continue this offense and keep them hot as things have cooled down this evening in terms of weather, as the pitch from Lettier misses outside for ball 2. 2-2 count on Mizuda. The Colt 45's offense heated up just as this Redding summer evening has cooled off, I should say. Lettier delivers a 2-2 as foul tipped into the glove of Avilar for strike 3, and the side is retired. We're through 6. The Colt 45s tack on 2 more runs. It's 7-4, headed to the top of the 7th. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Ricoway in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It is a 7-2-4 ball game. And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, as we have some adults doing the dizzy bat race out there on the third base side. It's another reminder to bring your family out to the ballpark here where it's fun for all ages. We'll be back out here next weekend at 7:15 and then Sunday at 6 as adults, dizzy as can be, are trying to make their way and do their laps, and a couple of them stumbling. The instructed of many fans here at the ballpark who cheer loudly for these adults as the professional exterminators who are sitting in our third base club pavilion tonight. The professional exterminators, a locally owned pest control company with over 40 years of combined experience. This team is ready to take on your pest control needs. They were voted best of the North State the last 5 years in a row, and investing in the success of their team members and the community as a top priority. So remember, if something's bugging you, time to call professional exterminators. As Rathel, the right-hander, is on in his second inning of relief work, he'll be facing off against Xavier Gilmore, the left-hand hitting right fielder for these Rose City Baseball Club. As there's a momentary break out here, as the home plate umpire will call time and I believe make sure everyone is cleared off the field. Infield playing depth, the first baseman, that's Smith, playing 3 steps or so in front of the outfield grasses. The tall right-hander delivers a fastball low for ball one. Rathel really showing off that heater in this top of the seventh inning. See, he winds up and delivers the 1-0. Changeup at the knees, a called strike one. 1-1 count, all even up. As Rathel winds up and delivers a 1-1 pitch. Curveball is grounded on a hop toward the first baseman, Smith, who will take it himself to the bag. A ground out to the first baseman, Moss. We'll bring up Alex Nisbet, who has struck out twice and reached on an error. He'll face off against the righty Rathel. A slightly open stance as Rathel winds up, delivers a heater off the dirt outside for ball one. 1-0 count. Rathel winds up again, the 1-0 pitch. So breaking ball, misses low for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes on the second baseman, Alex Nisbet, who played first base in the first 3 games of the series. Rathel now comes set and delivers the 2-0. It's a fastball right through the heart down Main Street. 4-1. 2 balls and 1 strike. Rathel now delivers fastball in the dirt. Ball three escapes Jones momentarily, who recovers it. Now we'll get back into this crouch behind home plate as Rathel, peering over his glove extended in front of him, delivers the 3-1 pitch. Fastball in the dirt, and he'll walk Nisbet as the lights have come on here at Tiger Field, as the sun has started to set and it is cooling off on a beautiful summer night for baseball. As Rathel now pitching with a 7-4 lead. Should the Colt 45s hang on to this lead and win the game, Brandon Bowler would get his 3rd win of the season. as he is 2-0 on the year. First pitch from Raffel to the left-hand hitting Winston is a breaking ball called strike on the inner half. In at the knees, make the count 0-1. Taking his lead from first, being held on by the first baseman Smith, is Nisbet as Raffel out of the stretch delivers a fastball low again to make the count 1-1. Raffel, the tall, big right-hander, 6'3", 230, out of Shasta College and the hometown kid from Redding, California, delivers a breaking ball in the outside corner at the knees for strike two. 1-2. Raffel delivers the 1-2. Breaking ball just a bit up and away. And Winston lays off of it as the Colt 45s now have some more activity up in their bullpen. Raffel peering in, glove dangling in front of him. Now comes set, glove at the belt. The 2-2 pitch with one out. It's a curveball just off the plate outside. A tough take there by Winston. Will fill the count. The 45s have the shortstop. Moss shaded up the middle. Vela playing a couple steps toward second base, looking to turn a double play. The payoff pitch from Raffel is in the dirt, blocked by Jones, and back-to-back walks issued by Raffel. With one gone here, we'll bring up Julius King. So, Julius King, the right-hand hitter, will step into the box. As Raffel has issued two walks in this inning to put runners at first and second base. He comes set now to deliver against the right-hand hitting Julius King. A fastball waved at low and away for strike one. No balls and one strike. The infielder's not holding on the runners at their respective bases. The first baseman, Smith, playing behind the runner at first. Raffel, out of the stretch, delivers the 0-1. Just misses low. Over the plate, but low. To make the count, 1-1. On the right-hand hitting King, Raffel comes set, first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 delivery, the breaking ball, almost got a swing and a miss from King, but he held up as Jones was able to block it. 2-1. On the right-hand hitting King. Raffel comes set, checks the runners. The 2-1 delivery is fouled back to the screen. Fouled off the plate back to the screen, rather. 2-2. King on the evening has popped out, walked, and struck out swinging. Raffel looking to get a strikeout here or a ground ball to get the double play. Raffel. The 2-2 delivery with one out as he checks the runners back. It's a fastball swing and a miss from King. The tag is put on by Jones. And down on strikes for out number two is Julius King. That's the second strikeout for Raffel. In his two innings of work. And now it will be the catcher Gio Avalar to the plate. With runners on first and second. That's Nisbet at second and Winston at first. Raffel comes set and delivers a breaking ball. Swing! And a miss for strike one. Avalar caught off balance there. Looking fastball, it seemed, and got something else. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. The catcher, Jones, sets up high and in, and it's exactly where that fastball is. Misses high and in to even the count at 1-1. Raffel, glove at his belt, bending forward. Now comes set. The 1-1 delivery with two outs here in the 7-4 ball game is fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Raffel peering in at Jones's catcher, glove dangling in front of him. Now comes set, glove at the belt. The 1-2 delivery. It's a curveball grounded toward the shortstop. Moss gloves bobbles it, and he'll drop it, and everybody's going to be safe. So The shortstop, Moss, ranging to his right toward the third base side, tried to backhand it, couldn't handle it cleanly, pinned it down and went to barehand, pick it back up and make a throw to a base, but didn't have a play anywhere. So an E6 is issued to Gio Avelar. And now it'll be the DH, Caden Heinemann, who has singled, grounded out and singled this evening, and he's going to take a strike on the outside corner to make the count. No balls and one strike. As Rathel now delivers the 0-1, a breaking ball is fouled off the leg of Heinemann. Now finds himself in an 0-2 hole with the bases juiced. The pitch from Rathel is tapped foul again. And Rathel will get a new baseball and go for a little walk back up the hill as the count remains no balls and two strikes. The pitch from Rathel. So fastball is fouled back again off the screen. Count remains no balls and two strikes. It's the top of the seventh. The Colt 45 is on top by a score of 7-4. The 0-2 delivery with the bases loaded in. Two outs from Rathel. It's a curveball. Misses high. One ball and two strikes. He went to the breaking ball. Riley has taken over in center field for Rafael as well. The 1-2 delivery from Rathel. Swing and a miss is actually tapped foul. It went off the foot of Heinemann. The umpire quickly throws up his hands to ensure that it is foul. To signal that it is foul, rather. Rathel now peering in. Out of the windup. Deliver the 1-2 pitch. Her ball misses upstairs again. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch with two outs and the bases loaded. Fastball's popped up. Again, the catcher not giving chases. It's back toward the crowd and off a car, it looks like. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Rathel winds up and delivers the 2-2 pitch again. That one's poked foul off the screen. Heinemann battling here in what has turned into an epic battle. A righty-on-righty matchup of epic proportions. The runners take their leads from the first, second, and third. The pitch from Rathel. Curveball misses low to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Rathel trying to draw a swing and a miss. Can't get one. As Heinemann steps back in the box, taps the plate. Rathel, the payoff pitch with the runners going, is going to miss low. And Rathel issues his third walk of the inning. And coming in to score is Nisbet. It's 7-5 now. As the tying run is at second base. And the bases remain loaded for the nine-hitter. Cooper Adams, but Bob Anderson will trot on out to the mound. Rathel goes an inning and two-thirds. He's responsible for the runners at third and second. It will be a new pitcher out of the bullpen for the Colt 45s here in this top of the seventh. As Cody gets some applause from the fans here at Tagger Field, and it looks like it will be the right-hand throwing Drew Perigo on in relief of Rathel, who goes an inning and two-thirds. His final line not quite finished. He has issued three walks. He struck out two as well. He's responsible for those runners on second and third as Perigo begins his warm-up tosses. We're going to cut to break. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Lean Car Wash in downtown Reading at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to Techville in Redding, California. Super Ego is on in relief, and he throws a ball inside to make the count 2-1 on the 9-hitter, Cooper Adams, left-hand hitter. Bases are loaded with 2 gone here in the 7-5 ball game. Super Ego winds up and delivers fastball, misses low and in. 3-1. The tying run is over there at second. Center fielder Braxton Riley, who pinch ran for Rafael in the 6th inning, in the game, he shaded a bit toward left, about 7 or 8 steps toward left field, as Perigo winds up and delivers a 3-1, is fouled off the catcher. Count fills at 3-2. Rathel came on in relief of Bowler, tonight's starting pitcher. Rathel was relieved by Perigo after Rathel went an inning and 2/3. As Perigo comes set, winds up and delivers the payoff pitch with 2 outs and the runners going. Since hit in the air towards center field, it's going to drop right into the midst of the shortstop, Moss, for out number 3. And the inherited runners are stranded as Rose City picks up 1. They strand 3 as it's time to stretch here. And we will have a singing of God Bless America. It's going to be Scott Lewis.
From the mountains to the prairies.
folks, that was Scott Lewis singing tonight's rendition of God Bless America. We're headed to the bottom half of the seventh. It's 7-5. The Colt 45's on top. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding bringing you live Colt 45's baseball. My name is Jacob Green. I've got David Wiley back in the studio doing a great job to bring you some live baseball on this Sunday evening. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tech in Redding, California. It's going to be Sutter Moss leading things off against Armand Lettier in his second inning of work as he delivers a ball inside to the left-hand hitting Moss. As Lettier now comes set and winds up, this one's fouled back over the screen and back over the crowd to make the count one ball and one strike. Nobody gone here. The Rose City Baseball Club put one on the board last inning to make it a 7-5 ball game as Moss swinging on this one. Fouls it off toward the Colt 45 bullpen. And out of play for strike two. One ball and two strikes. My apologies. No balls and two strikes. As now two straight pitches have been fouled off. Now one ball and two strikes as Moss takes that pitch outside for ball one. The 1-2 delivery from the right-hand throwing Lettier. The curveball is fouled back over the screen and over our heads here on the third base side. Three foul balls to the left-hand hitting Moss. Lettier gets a new baseball, peers in at Avalar's catcher, who sets up low and in, though. 1-2 delivery is up and away to even the count up at two balls and two strikes. In this bottom of the seventh inning, the pitch from Lettier, check swing, didn't go, called a ball, up and in. To fill the count, three balls and two strikes as Lettier, glove up by his back shoulder, now comes set, the payoff pitch. It's a fastball off the outside corner, and Moss works a leadoff walk. The Colt 45 is looking to tack on a bit more of insurance as Rose City Baseball Club was able to put up one run in that top of the seventh inning to decrease the 45's lead. It will now be Brandon Zanny coming to the plate. He's tripled home a run, lined out, and been hit by a pitch. Right-hand hitter in even stance as Lettier out of the stretch delivers a fastball up and in for ball one. A 1-0 count with Moss, who's walked three times tonight, is dancing off the bag at first, being held on by the first baseman, Winston, as Lettier delivers a fastball on the inner half to even the count at one ball and one strike on Zanny. The pickoff attempt to first is not in time. Back safely is Moss. The first baseman, Winston, able to reach for it and get to it in time as Lettier now delivers a fastball up. Cooper Adams is actually in the game at first base now as he moves over from left field. As now Lettier delivers strike two on the inside corner to even it back up at two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 delivery from Lettier is popped up out of play down the right field line. Will land foul. Count remains two balls and two strikes. Zanny fighting off that pitch on the inside. It was in on his hands. Now steps back into the box. Lettier peering in. Comes set the 2-2 pitch out of the stretch. Hit in the air towards left. Left fielder ranging toward left center will be called off by the center fielder, who will get under it and squeeze it for out number one. So a fly out to the center fielder will be out number one. And Alex Jones will come to the plate now. He'll step into the box, right-hand hitter. Juan Camarena will actually be pinch hitting for Jones now. Juan Carlos Camarena, who was last night's backstop, as he watches a fastball miss away for ball one. As Carlos Camarena, right-hand hitter, steps into the box, and a pickoff attempt to first, back in time, diving head first is Moss. Griffith Fenn is on deck, pinch hitting for Cassingham. As Camarena takes a called strike on the inner half, one ball and one strike. The 45's looking to get some more offense going here, as it's been a fairly quiet night after they scored 14 or more in the first three games of this series, and a fastball from Lettier is blown by Camarena for strike two. Camarena tardy on that pitch. Now, Lettier comes set first base side of the rubber. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes on the pinch-hitting catcher. Two balls, two strikes with one out. Rose City Baseball Club has the infield playing up the middle. Wind blowing now from left to right field. Lettier delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. And Camarena is down on strikes as the second K of the evening for Lettier will bring up Griffith Fenn, pinch hitting for Mason Cassingham, who flew out twice and struck out. So he was 0-3. Left-hand hitter. As Vela is now on deck. Still at first base after the leadoff walk is Moss. As left-hand hitting Fenn steps into the box, and a pickoff attempt to first, diving back in plenty of time is Moss. Fenn taps the plate with his bat. Now readies as Lettier comes set and delivers a fastball inside, dodging it is Fenn for ball one. Fenn last night got the start at DH, and he went 3-for-5 with a walk. And the pitch from Lettier is going to miss low for ball two. Fenn on the year has been the 45's hottest hitter, batting above 300. As the 2-0 delivery from Lettier, first base side of the rubber, runner going. The throw down to second will be wide of the bag and not in time. And diving in head first safely with a stolen base, it is Sutter Moss. So Fenn gets ball three and the stolen base for Moss. Fenn working that 3-0 count now as there's a runner in scoring position at second base after Moss stole. The 3-0 delivery from Lettier. It's a fastball on the inner half at the belt for strike one. Three balls and one strike as the sun has started to go down now and shadows have covered most of the field with the lights on here at Tiger Field. Lettier delivers the 3-1 pitch. Fastball inside. Fenn works a walk. So two free passes issued here with two gone still on the top of the order now for Dusty Vela. Vela tonight has walked three times and singled. They'll look to keep the line moving for Braxton Riley, who, after pinch hitting after the the failed triple he pinch ran for the fail. First pitch swinging is fouled off the foot of Vela for strike one. The fail tripled and has singled three times tonight, but then was pinch ran for Braxton Riley, who's now on deck. As the 0-1 delivery from the right-hander Lettier, first base out of the rubber, here it is to Vela, who pops this one up. Third base side, third baseman King giving chase in front of the dugout, has room but will overrun it, and it's going to land foul for strike two. King just overran it as the ball started slicing back toward the third baseline. As I said, the wind kind of swirling up above our heads a bit. Still a quite still night in terms of wind, but up above our heads makes that ball move a bit as the 0-2 delivery from Lettier is going to miss low. Blocked by Avila, the catcher smothers it. He will not throw down to second base nor third, as both runners will advance on the blocked ball. And now Moss is at third and Finn at second with a 1-2 count on the leadoff man, Dusty Vela. It's the second baseman tonight. Left-hand hitter, slightly open stance. The pitch from Lettier is going to miss inside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Lettier, in his second inning of work, looking to put away this Colt 45's offense that is threatening now with two runners in scoring position. The pitch, grounded up the middle, shortstop, charging gloves, throws on the run to first, in time to retire the side. A 6-3 putout will end the Colt 45s. They threaten, but do not score. We're done with seven. It's 7-5, the Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market in Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Henney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off for Rose City Baseball will be the leadoff man, Cesar Rodriguez, the top of the order. He's walked three times and flown out, so he's 0 for 4 with three walks. And it will be Drew Perrigo in his first full inning of work after he got the third out of the last inning, taking over things for Cody Rathel. As he comes set and out of the windup delivers to the center fielder for Rose City Baseball and blows a fastball by him for strike one. Rodriguez not able to connect on that. See, swung and missed. Now the windup and the 0-1 delivery to the center fielder. Gonna catch the inside corner at the knees. A call to strike two. Perigo. Now Reddy's glove at the hip. Comes set. Gets his sign. Now comes set. Winds up and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball grounded toward the shortstop. Diving back in. Throws off balance to first. Will not be in time. Beating it out is Rodriguez. An infield single. Sutter Moss. The shortstop ranging back deep in the hole at shortstop on the slow grounder. Gloved it on the backhand and threw off his back foot. But coming off the bag to receive the throw anyway was first baseman McGuire Smith. So safe at first with the infield single is Rodriguez, and the leadoff man is aboard. As the tying run steps into the box, that's Brock Gilligan. He takes ball one up and away. Gilligan has popped out, singled, walked, and flown out tonight. As Perigo out of the stretch delivers the 1-0. Fastball is fouled off. Camarena, who has come in to catch now for Alex Jones after he pinch hit for him in the bottom half of the inning. So a 1-1 count. Perigo pitching out of the stretch here with Rodriguez taking his lead from first and left-hand hitting Gilligan. Tom Reyna sets up away. Curveball drops in, catches the outer half at the waist for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Perigo comes set. 1-2 pitch out of the stretch. Rodriguez not running. He's fouled back to the screen. Fastball. Just got a piece of it. As Perigo will get into baseball and go for a little walk before climbing back up on top of the hill. Now peers in at his catcher, Camarena. He sets up away. The pitch from Perigo is waved at but fouled over the screen to keep the count at one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes on Gilligan. With nobody out here, the Colt 45 is looking to turn two with the second baseman, Vela, shaded up the middle. The wind blowing just a bit in, about 5 or 6 miles per hour. The 1-2 pitch from Perigo out of the stretch. Rodriguez not running. Fastball in the dirt picked by Camarena. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Still with nobody out. Looking for a ground ball here. Perigo throwing that ball low in the zone. The 2-2 delivery to Gilligan is bounced in the dirt. Camarena blocks it, and having to trot back to first is Rodriguez. As the count moves full now, at three balls and two strikes. The 45s, pulling a double play depth. Moss shaded up the middle a bit as Frigo winds up and delivers a fastball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Down on strikes looking is the shortstop Gilligan. Now the 45's still looking for a double play to be done with the inning and head to the bottom half of the eighth. 7-5. Perigo comes set now and delivers the first pitch. Is through the legs of Camarena and he loses it behind him. Now no double play is in order as Rodriguez takes second base on the passed ball. And Gilmore now has a 1-0 count. So that was called a ball. One ball and no strikes with one out. Perigo delivers a fastball. This one's hit right through the right side of base, hit around third. The throw from Finn is going to be caught by the catcher, but staying at third is Cesar Rodriguez after he made a wide turn at third, but then was told to get back by his third base coach. There'll be runners at the corners now. After that hard hit single from Gilmore, that was his second of the ball game. We'll bring up Alex Nisbet, who has struck out twice, reached on an error and walked. Right in hitter open stance, a right on right matchup here with Perigo. It's Colt 45's return to double play depth. The shortstop Moss shaded up the middle. This pitch is fouled back to the screen. An 0-1 count. Perigo gets a new baseball and will climb up the front face of the hill. Now comes set as he peers in and delivers the 0-1 out of the stretch in the dirt to make it one ball and one strike. Moss, the shortstop, is shaded up the middle about 5 or 6 steps to the third base side of the second base bag and on the rim of the outfield grass. As Perigo delivers a fastball up and away, ball 2. Vela is about a couple steps from his normal position at second base, 3 steps in off the outfield grass, rather. Zanny at third is 2 steps back of the bag and 3 steps off the line. The 2-1 pitch from Perigo is going to graze Nisbet, who was turning away from it, ends up hitting him. That'll load the bases with one out. As this Rose City Baseball Club not going away quietly, as Perigo has found himself in a little bit of trouble here, still with one out, and now a force at every base. The 45s will turn the infield to almost a normal depth as Zanny playing even with the bag at third, about 3 steps off the line. Perigo delivers a first pitch wide of the plate for ball 1. A 1-0 count. As Vela will call time and trot into his pitcher Perigo, they'll have a little conversation. As Cole Winston, the first baseman, who now not playing first base rather, as Cooper Adams shifted on over to first base. For Winston, he is struck out twice, flown out, and walked this evening. Vela will now return to second base as Perigo now comes set. The 1-0 delivery out of the windup. It's a fastball, misses away for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes with one out. Now Perigo readies the 2-0 pitch out of the windup is fouled back over the crowd and over the screen on the third base side to make it 2 balls and 1 strike. Winston a little bit early on that pitch. Didn't get a good barrel on it. Perigo gets to do baseball. Now readies, winds up and delivers the 2-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball on the inner half. Great pitch there from Perigo to make it 2 balls and 2 strikes with one out. Still hunting for that ground ball. Or a strikeout here. So there's a force at any base with the bases loaded. The 2-2 pitch from Perigo. On the outside corner and at the knees, ring him up. Gone looking is Cole Winston. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Perigo. And now a little bit of breathing room for the 45s as they now have 2 gone here. As Gunnar Gillette will pinch hit for Julius King, taking over responsibilities at third base as well in this 8th inning. King went 0-for-4 with a walk. It will now be Gunnar Gillette, right-hand hitter, stepping in the box and takes a fastball in the inner half at the knees for strike 1. Now Gillette readies. Perigo peering in. Glove at his hip. Ball tucked behind him. Now comes set. Glove at the belt. The 0-1 delivery is a curveball. Drops it in at the knees for strike 2. A great pitch there to the right-hand hitting Gillette, who thought that pitch was going to be low, but it was called a strike 2. Now, with an 0-2 count and 2 outs, the runners take their leads from first, second, and third. The 0-2 delivery from Perigo is in the dirt, blocked by Camarena. Excellent job there by Camarena to keep that ball in front of him. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 7-5. The tying run is in scoring position at second base should Perigo allow a base hit here. So he comes set. winds up to deliver the 1-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball just a bit high. Tough take there from Gillette, who laid off of that breaking ball. Now the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 gone here. Perigo comes set again. The 2-2 pitch. Wind up and delivery. Breaking ball. Check swing doesn't matter. Called out on strike. Perigo strikes out the side. The Rose City Baseball Club leaves them loaded. They threaten but do not score. It's still 7-5 after 8. We're headed, my apologies, after 7.5, we're headed to the bottom of the 7th. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Technicode in Reading, California. It is the bottom of the eighth, and it will be Braxton Riley leading things off against the right-hand throwing Armand Lettier, who comes set and delivers. First pitch is fouled off the foot of Riley. Strike one and a 1-1 count to the center fielder who took over those responsibilities after pinch running for Colby Raphael after Colby Raphael tripled in the sixth. And the next pitch is a fastball up and in for ball one. 1 ball and 1 strike on the 45 center fielder, looking to get a little rally going here and add some insurance as he drives this one down the third baseline. The third baseman, Gillette, gloves it, backhand, throws the first, and not in time as Riley is able to beat it out. That'll be ruled an infield single. Gillette on the backhand, back of the bag at third base, had to make a throw off balance from foul territory. And elevating at first base was Cooper Adams to keep that ball within the playing field. And that'll be the left-hand hitting first baseman, McGuire Smith, who has popped out, flown out, doubled, and grounded out. As he steps into the box, Riley at first taking his lead, being held on by Adams. As a pickoff attempt to first is not in time, back standing up is Riley. It's 7-5. Colt 45 is looking to tack on some insurance yet again as Lettier comes set and delivers a fastball away. Make the count 1-0 to the first baseman, McGuire Smith. Now Lettier peering in with his glove by his shoulder. Now comes set. 1-0 delivery. Riley not running. Ball kicks away from the catcher momentarily, but quickly recovers, and back to first is Riley as his count moves to 2 balls and 0 strikes. .45 searching for a rally here. Lettier delivers. This one's grounded through the second baseman who handles the hop, flips to short for one. The relay to first is in time, and McGuire Smith grounds into a twin killing, a 4-6-3 double play, and quickly 2 outs for Noah Betanco, who has flown out 4 times this evening, wildly unlucky with how well he's hit the ball in the air. He'll step into the box on that right side. As he is DHing tonight after playing third last night and catching the previous night. A right-on-right matchup here as Lettier winds up and delivers a first-pitch fastball. Misses a bit upstairs for ball one. With two gone here. An open stance for Betanco as he watches a changeup float just a bit high yet again to make the count 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Lettier comes set, flip up by his shoulder now, winds up and delivers the 2-0. It's a fastball up and in. Make it 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. To the right hand hitting, Noah Betanco. The 3-0 delivery. Fastball catches the inside corner at the belt. For strike one. Three balls and one strike. Lettier comes set, winds up and delivers a curveball. Is gonna miss high and Betanco works a walk. He's aboard for the first time tonight. As Keanu Mizuda comes to the plate. He's grounded out, struck out twice, and doubled home a run. My apologies, he did not double home a run. He doubled and reached third, however, before he was stranded there. The outfield shifts over, the center fielder shifts in a little bit, looking to hold Betanco to third should Mizuda hit a single. He fouls one back over the netting here and over the crowd. That's a foul ball for strike one. Betanco dancing off the bag at first, tried to deke a steal, but then made it back to first with the foul ball. Anyways, as Lettier comes set and delivers the 0-1, this one's grounded toward the second baseman who dives to his left and throws off of his back. It goes over the first baseman's head and out of play. Holding at second is Betanco. Not quite sure what the second baseman was doing there as he dove in shallow right field on the rim of the outfield grass, then threw from his back, even though Mizuda was only about two-thirds of the way up the line. And the throw just sailed over the first baseman's head where the catcher, Avalar, thankfully for the Rose City Baseball Club, was able to recover it and keep Betanco at second. So first and second now on that E4. As Joel Calderon will pinch hit for Sutter Moss. As he takes a called strike on the outer half. And now takes a ball in the dirt to even it up at one ball and one strike. Moss on the evening had walked three times and singled. He also had a stolen base. So Mizuda at first, Betanco at second. The 1-1 delivery from Lettier. It's a fastball up and in. Two balls and one strike. In this 7-5 ball game, the Colt 45 is looking to keep the line moving with a little two-out rally here. The 2-1 delivery from Armand Lettier. Swing and a miss from Calderon to even it up at two balls and two strikes. Calderon will come in to replace Moss at short. Although Moss having a fantastic defensive game, the 2-2 pitch from Lettier is foul tipped into the glove for strike three. The side is retired. Calderon goes down swinging. And the Colt 45s are retired. They threaten but do not score. They leave two on. We're headed to the ninth. Back out there will be Drew Perigo. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. I'm Jacob Green bringing you Colt 45's baseball from Redding, California here at Tagger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Again, that's at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief, looking to get the save, is going to be the lefty, Kyle Norton. He'll be facing off against the 7, 8, and 9 hitters of Avalar, Hyman, and Adams. Bowler went 5. Raffle went an inning and 2/3. Perigo went an inning and a third, and now it's Kyle Norton, the southpaw, on in relief. He looks to get the save. Blocking that fastball, breaking ball arsenal. As he concludes his warm-up tosses. As for Perigo, who went an inning and a third, he gave up one run, allowed two hits. He struck out 4 and walked none. Doing an excellent job of really holding down this Rose City offense. As the catcher, Gio Avalar, who is 0 for 2 tonight, but reached on an error in a dropped third strike, will face off against Kyle Norton as he fouls back the first pitch he sees to the screen for strike one. On deck is Caden Hyman, another right-hand hitter. So back-to-back left-on-right matchups as the 0-1 delivery from Norton. So a fastball hit in the air towards center field of Riley. Chasing back, should be playable. He'll make the catch about 10 to 15 feet in front of the 370 mark out there in right center field for out number one. Now the Rose City Baseball Club down to 2 outs remaining as their time is ticking. Looking to avoid a 4-game sweep here as the right-hand hitting Hyman steps up to the plate and a fastball from Norton catches the outside corner at the knees for strike one. Hyman tonight is 2 for 4 with a walk. Norton the southpaw, glove up by his face, peering over it. Now delivers a breaking ball, misses way up and away. To even the count at 1-1. 1-1 with 1 out, nobody on. The infield playing at normal depth. The windup and delivery from Norton. It's a fastball on the inner half at the knees for strike two. Riley is going to shift over a few steps toward right center. The 1-2 delivery from Norton is in the dirt, blocked by Camarena. Count evens up at 2-2. The shortstop called there and motioning for Riley to shift over. As the left fielder, Finn, also shifts over. The pitch from Norton is grounded up the third baseline. A chopper, Zaney gloves and throws the first in time for the out. 5-3 put out on the plate. Great job by Zaney to field that chopper cleanly and toss it on over to the first baseman, Smith, in time for the out. And now it's going to be Owen Sone, the last hope for Rose City Baseball, looking to avoid the sweep. Right-hand hitter, as a pitch from Norton, is going to miss wide. 1-0. Now the delivery from Norton is swung on, fouled off the catcher, Camarena, to even up the count at 1-0. One strike. Folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com, home of the First Amendment and summer baseball here at Tiger Field, the Redding Colt 45s. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you this Sunday night edition as the 1-1 delivery from Norton with two outs here in the ninth is a breaking ball and misses high. Move the count. Two balls and one strike. It's 7-5. The Colt 45s looking to close out this ball game and close out the series and win five straight. The pitch from Norton. Fastball waved at in the dirt. Blocked by Comrana. Two balls and two strikes now. Willow City Baseball Club down to their final strike. As Norton now readies, come set. Winds up and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball off the outside edge to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. The City Baseball Club down to their final out. The two full count pitch is going to be wide. And now Sone works a walk and the tying run now up to the plate in Cesar Rodriguez, who has reach base four of five plate appearances tonight. It's 7-5 with two outs here in the top of the ninth. Kyle Norton looking to get the save as Rodriguez steps into the right-hand batter's box. Throw back to first is not in time. As Sone is back in plenty of time. Now Norton out of the stretch. Glove of the belt. Readies. And delivers to Rodriguez. Fastball is at the belt on the inside corner. A call to strike one. Again, it's 7-5. Rose City Baseball Club down to their final out. 0-1 count on Rodriguez. Norton delivers. Hit in the air. Should be playable. Left fielder charging in. He's not going to get to it. It's going to land in front of him for a base hit. And Rose City Baseball Club will not go away quietly as down to their final out still with two runners on now after the walk to Sone and Rodriguez singles will bring up Brock Gilligan, who's popped out, singled, walked, flown out, and struck out. Left-on-left matchup here. Norton with the advantage as he delivers a strike on the inner half. Make the count. No balls and one strike. Norton checks the runners. The 0-1 delivery to the left-hand hitting Gilligan. It's a fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike two. Now Rose City Baseball Club down to their final strike for the second time. The tying run is at first base. Norton comes set, checks him back. The 0-2 delivery with two outs. Fastball grounded toward the second baseman and through to the right side into right field for a base hit. The throw into the cutoff man will hold the runners, and now the bases are loaded. The tying run in scoring position after a walk and two straight singles for Xavier Gilmore, the left-hand hitter who has reached on a fielder's choice, grounded into a double play, singled, grounded out, and singled. Norton will be pitching out of the windup now. The infield playing back behind the runners. The pitch. Off the plate, foul. For strike one. It's 7-5. The tying run. And Cesar Rodriguez, who led off this game, he's at second base. The 0-1 delivery from the lefty Norton. Waved at a breaking ball for strike two. Gilmore caught off balance there. Now, Norton readies. As Gilligan from the left-hand batter's box readies as well. Now the windup in the 0-2 delivery with two outs. Curveball swing and a miss. And that's the way the ball game ends. Kyle Norton keeps it interesting. But the Colt 45s win the ball game by a score of 7-5 Moeller gets the win. Norton will get the save for the Rose City Baseball Club. They score 5 runs on 9 hits, but it's not enough as the Colt 45s score 7 on 10 hits. The final score from Tiger Field here in Redding, California, to finish up this 4-game sweep of the Rose City Baseball Club, is 7-5. The Colt 45s on top. They've won 5 straight. They improved to 21-4 on the year. Time of the game is 3 hours and 3 minutes. I'm Jacob Green, signing off for the weekend. We'll see you back here at 7:15 on Wednesday. The final score, Colt 45s on top, 7-5. Correction, Thursday, July 4th, the game will be at 6 o'clock. So we'll see you out here at Tiger Field. Bring the whole family out here. It's Jacob Green here with KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio, bringing to you some cool 45s baseball. I'm Jacob Green saying thank you for listening, and good night. Have a good weekend.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
80s, well, hysterectomies were rampant. In 1985, 22% of women had a hysterectomy by the age of 45. The median age of hysterectomy, in other words, the average age, was a mere 41 years of age. That has changed as we become more conservative about hysterectomy. It used to be said, like, okay, You know, you've got fibroids. You go to the OBGYN, who was in those days predominantly men. The men would say, honey, you don't need that uterus. You've had your kids. You're finished with childbearing. Those organs are simply a nuisance. We'll just take them out for you. And there were even things like, well, if you had an appendectomy, just an added freebie, they'd take out your uterus and ovaries, you know, just as a bonus, because they were thought to be useless organs after childbearing. Well, things have changed. Still, by age 75, an incredible 42% of women have had a hysterectomy. But early age hysterectomies in the age group 18 to 44, the number has reduced to just 3%. But we're now coming to realize that there are consequences of ovary removal, not just on skeletal muscle, because, you know, you lose your hormones, you may get osteoporosis sooner, but on the brain. This new study, ovary removal before menopause associated with reduced white matter. The brain has two types of matter. There's gray matter and there's white matter. The gray matter is important for intelligence, but the white matter is a network of nerve fibers that connect different areas of the brain, allowing for high-speed communication and information exchange from region to region. And white matter is especially important for brain health because it helps to process information. And it connects regions that send and receive signals, which may have an impact on focus, learning, solving problems, complex skills, cognitive function, and even balance and movement. And so this study shows that ovary removal before menopause is associated with reduced white matter in the brain. Okay, now you may say, well, okay, these women, unfortunately, they forgot to give them hormone replacement therapy, which would have fixed the problem, because that's what the ovaries and the uterus do. They produce hormones, and maybe these women had an early menopause, so just giving them some estrogen and some progesterone, that would fix it all up. But in this study, estrogen replacement in these women who, say, for example, might have had a hysterectomy at 38 or 41, it did not attenuate the results on the brain. And so we need to think really long and hard before we subject women to hysterectomy unnecessarily at an early age. Now, there are reasons. You might have big fibroids, lots of bleeding, endometriosis. There are lots of reasons, but these organs perform an important function in the body, and they're not just about giving you periods and birthing babies. These organs have a big impact on your overall health and well-being. All right, this item, did you know, this just happened, new recommendation for breast cancer screening in the U.S. It used to be said that women should get their breast cancer screening at the age of 50, get mammograms from 50 and above. Well, they've now lowered the threshold. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has updated its recommendation for the age when all women, I underline, should start mammography screening, lowering it from 50 to 40 years of age. So immediately, an additional 20 million American women age 40 to 49 will be subject to these recommendations. And I'm reading here from a critique of that change, which just appeared in the BMJ, formerly the British Medical Journal. They don't like to say the words anymore. They just want initials, BMJ, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, etc. So BMJ has a very, very pointed critique of that. Part of the problem is that the mammogram is not really that great. We still don't have really good screening for breast cancer. The ideal screening for breast cancer would be it only detects dangerous cancers, and it doesn't pick up abnormalities that either aren't cancer or are cancer that isn't likely to progress. Okay? So we also, unfortunately, although treatments are improving, we don't have a perfect treatment for breast cancer. I mean, let me say that again. Well, we're making great advances, admittedly, in the treatment of breast cancer, and all kinds of new ways to treat it with drugs, with various types of radiation, etc. We still don't have definitive cures for breast cancer. Many women have the usual treatment, the breast cancer recurs, we fight a valiant delaying action, but ultimately, all too many women still succumb to breast cancer. So does the mammogram make a difference? Does it save lives? Well, in some cases, indeed, it does. Part of the reason for lowering the threshold for breast cancer screening is because of equity. There's some politics behind it, because there is a disparity in terms of breast cancer statistics between African-American women and non-people of color, or a.k.a. whites or Caucasians. To some extent, that's due to better access to treatment and more access to mammograms. So there's an equity issue there in terms of racial justice. But there's also potential biological and sociological reasons for blacks to experience a higher rate of breast cancer. It may be that for some reason, genetic predisposition to certain cancers, we see it in African-American males, they're more likely to have prostate cancer at an earlier age, and it's urged that they get screening earlier. So why subject all women to this new requirement to get breast cancer screening from the age of 40 and on? Well, there's a problem, too, in that mammography picks up a lot of things that don't turn out to be cancer, resulting in unnecessary biopsies, unnecessary worry. There's some real psychological consequences, not to mention the burden to the healthcare system of all those additional screenings and biopsies. There's also the effects of mammography radiation. That hasn't really been properly studied. So if a woman gets 40 mammograms from the time she's 40 to the time she's 80, is that potentially harmful to the breast? So controversial new guidelines may be a disservice to some women. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Congrats, you owe $100,000. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. As the national debt topples $35 trillion, every American now owes over $100,000 to our national debt. And nobody running for president has plans to cut spending. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Steubenville, Ohio, a special book signing took place Monday at the Moundsville Marshall County Public Library, honoring veterans in the community. The book, entitled Marshall County Patriots and Heroes, Volume 14, was written by Gary Ryder and Rosanna Keller. They've written 13 other volumes where they profile veterans, both living or dead, throughout Marshall County and the Ohio Valley. Ryder wants people to commemorate those that served by writing about them. Their story is written, Ryder said. They'll never be forgotten, and that's what it's all about. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend as we prepare for the big 4th of July holiday. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. So you can call in and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I was prescribed heavy-duty sleep meds in my 20s. And after taking them, I gained 120 pounds, and I haven't had a functional thyroid since. What's the best way to get my thyroid working again? My TSH has been pretty much close to zero for the past 20 years, despite taking Synthroid. What do you recommend? Is there anything I can do, supplements or things to get that going again?
Okay, so let's unpack that question. There are, you know, several aspects to this. First of all, the effects of heavy-duty sleep medications on metabolism. First of all, you know, you take heavy-duty sleep medications and you feel lethargic. There's an after effect. You don't wake up refreshed. You don't feel like exercising. And ultimately, that type of sedentary pattern can result in enormous amounts of weight gain. Are there effects on appetite of some of these sleep medications? Well, sure. You know, some medications actually cause people to increase their cravings for carbohydrates. So over time, you slow down, all that weight accumulated. Do these medications have a direct effect on thyroid? The answer is probably not a direct effect, but maybe an indirect effect. You put on lots and lots of weight that can overburden your thyroid. You know, it's a little bit like, you know, got like a sprightly little 160 horsepower engine in your MG sports car, and that car can really go. It's going to have a lot of zip. But you put that 160 horsepower engine into a Ford F-250, and it's barely going to climb hills, and it certainly won't be able to pull a trailer. You know, so you got that extra 120 pounds burdening your thyroid. Your thyroid has a finite output, and it's just not going to be enough to power your metabolism. So an effort was made to put you on thyroid medication. So let's explain that TSH. TSH is usually high when you have a low thyroid. I know that sounds paradoxical, but it's what's called a reflex test. It's high when your thyroid is low, and it's low when you suffer from hyperthyroidism or Graves' disease or when you're getting too much thyroid medication. So it sounds like they're really trying to really loading you with thyroid medication to compensate for other types of metabolic slowdown, and your TSH is zero. That indicates that either you're taking too much thyroid medication or maybe you've got a fault in your pituitary. There is a type, a little bit more rare type of hypothyroidism where it's your pituitary that's not signaling to your thyroid gland to produce thyroid hormone. And that could be the problem. So I kind of have to look at what's going on with you. I'm not sure the answer is thyroid. You are taking a synthetic form of thyroid, which for many people doesn't do the trick, particularly overweight individuals. The T4 doesn't convert into T3. I would suggest the first step you investigate using a more natural thyroid. But then we'd have to look at, you know, what else is going on with your metabolism that you're so slowed down. And, you know, it would be interesting to, you know, do a complete evaluation. Are you missing any key nutrients? What's going on with your microbiome? Are you very insulin resistant, which often happens when you are carrying a lot of extra weight? Would a very low-carb diet or a ketogenic diet be something that enables you to overcome the roadblocks to your metabolism? I'm not sure you can entirely blame those sleep meds on why your thyroid's not functioning, but I'd have to get some more information to decide, you know, if I were managing your case, what to do. All right, this item, you know, we talked last week about a controversial study that says ultra-processed food, no biggie, it can't really come to any conclusions. They're suffering from analysis paralysis in the government when it comes to recommendations. This new study, associations of ultra-processed food consumption with mortality among participants with a history of cancer. What they found is that, indeed, ultra-processed foods increase the likelihood that people who previously had cancer will suffer from a recurrence of cancer. If that isn't persuasive about the harmful effects of ultra-processed foods, I don't know what is. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend, 877-726-8255 for questions. And we have another recorded question that we're going to tackle. Let's hear it.
Hello. I am an 83-year-old woman.
I hike and I bike, although I'm getting slower as I age. And I've noticed that if I'm on a hike with a long uphill, my heart rate goes up pretty catastrophically. Although I must say, when I stop, it comes down pretty rapidly. I don't know whether to believe my watch. It is an instant way of assessing heart rate. And I'm just wondering if it's okay to go over what is, if you take the usual rate for your age, I would be way, way over. And I'm wondering if you have an idea as to whether it's damaging to the heart to go on a long hike that requires a lot of uphill. Thank you.
Okay. So an interesting question and a very practical question. You know, no question. First of all, it's commendable that you're hiking and biking. That's really great. There's no question that as you age, you slow down. You know, statistics show, for example, that, one metric of, like, speed is the 100-meter dash. And there is virtually no one over the age of 35, certainly over the age of 40, that can replicate the feats of the 20-somethings who've set the world records in the 100. So you're going to see the Olympics, and you're going to see all these guys are 20-somethings, maybe some guys in their early 30s. But once you're over 35 or 40, you're going to slow down. Now, you may be a superbly trained athlete, and you may be better than 99% of 20-somethings, but you're not going to be setting world records. And then as you go past the aging curve, and you look at people who are 100-plus, in senior Olympics, it'll take over a minute to do a 100-meter dash. Nonetheless, these are the top athletes in their age category, okay? Because you do slow down. That's simply something that is inevitable as you age. Now, when it comes to heart rate, you know, there's this standard formula that your maximal heart rate is going to be 220 minus your age. Okay, so say you're 80, and you know, let's do 220. Let's do the math. 220 minus 80 is 140. You should be exercising, they say, at 80% of your maximal heart rate. So 120 would be, you know, kind of the upper limits of where you would want to be at that age. You don't give me a number as to what your heart rate is, but you say it's catastrophically high. That may mean it's in the high hundreds or maybe over 200s. That's tachycardia. And that's a sign that the governor on your heart, you know, like machines have governors sometimes that prevent them from going too fast. The e-bikes, for example, are supposed to have governors that prevent them from going over 15 miles per hour in urban environments. But the governor that's on your heart that's supposed to keep your heart rate at a reasonable level is on the fritz. And that may be for several reasons. It could be conduction abnormality, something related to atrial fibrillation, or atrial flutter, you know, some sort of arrhythmia. It could be the result of some form of obstruction of the outflow of blood, such as aortic stenosis. That's pretty common as people age. And so you need a checkup from a cardiologist. Let's see what's going on. You need to do a stress test under supervised circumstances where they can actually look at an EKG and see what's happening to your heart, replicating those bouts of exercise. So, get checked out. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I invite you to call us back when they find out what is happening with you. There's a chance they could give you a clean bill of health and say, yeah, you know, take it easy. It's normal that your heart rate goes up with exercise. No biggie. Keep it within reasonable limits. But there may be an underlying heart problem that needs to be corrected. All right, this item, you know, I must confess that in my 40-year history of broadcasting, I've never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver, and many have side effects that are just unacceptable. They're like taking natural speed. Until now, the science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just an hour. You take it before meals. I've looked at the research. The research is great, very carefully done, and published in very, very mainstream journals. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement. It's made in the U.S. with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. I guess that's Dr. Hoffman. DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com, coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. Give it a try and give us some feedback on if it's working for you. This week, we mourn the passing of yet another luminary in the field of nutrition. Okay, last week, we shared with you the details of the death of Michael Mosley, who, a big deal across the pond in the UK. He was a diet doctor and health commentator on the BBC, very, very popular, boiled down nutritional science in a very easily assimilable way for his audience, a big proponent of the 5-2 diet. So what happens? He goes to Greece, and he goes hiking. Greece is very hot this time of year. He may have had some distress. He got lost. His body was found days later. His cause of death undisclosed at the age of 67. So that is, for his audience, a real tragedy. This week, renowned plant-based physician Dr. John McDougall died at the age of 77. If you remember Dr. John McDougall, he was kind of a big deal in the early 2000s. Remember the McDougall diet? He popularized the McDougall program in 2002. The program aims to, quote, transform your health in 12 days with a low-fat, starch-based, plant-based diet. He's a dyed-in-the-wool vegan. The program is high in fiber, zero cholesterol, bereft of any oils or animal fats, and it prioritized foods like pasta, breads, corn, rice, potatoes, as well as fruits and vegetables. Okay. Cause of death unclear, but it was said that he had been suffering from ill health for a couple of years. He has passed away at the age of 77. So my comment is, it's tough to be a doc like me, a nutritionally oriented physician, because, you know, say you're a journalist or you're an athlete or you're a distinguished politician or lawyer and you die. And you die at a relatively young age, because these days we expect people to live well into their 80s and 90s, although precisely the age at which Dr. John McDougall is the average life expectancy of an American male, slightly exceeds it on average. It is it's tough being a diet doctor, because you can't die. Because if you die, it is a repudiation of whatever diet regimen you have chosen to advocate for, as was the case with Dr. Atkins. Now, Dr. Atkins didn't die because of his diet. He slipped and fell on the ice. He was on a blood thinner. That was not necessarily due to the diet that he was following, the animal protein-based, high-fat, ketogenic Atkins diet. He just had a heart arrhythm. He was on a blood thinner. He hit his head, and he succumbed to his injuries in his 70s. So, you know, you got to say, you know, I got to uphold the reputation of the diet that I talk about here on Intelligent Medicine by virtue of my own personal survival. Because if I conk out, people are going to say, you see? See what happens? Yeah. It's a no-win situation. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, still alive, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. The weekend program is kind of a potpourri of stories that cross my desk during the week. Innovations in medicine, in natural health, in nutrition, as well as your phone calls. Your phone calls are an essential part of the program. Way to participate is by calling 877-726-8255 anytime you like during the week. And let's hear one of those calls.
Can supplements help heal a fracture quicker?
Okay, that is a really good question. And so let's explore that. When it comes to fracture healing, there are some basics. Before we get into fancy schmancy supplements, first of all, it's important to get adequate protein. And, you know, this is a big factor, especially for older people who have a hip fracture, you know, something that's kind of catastrophic because their appetites are waning. The pain associated with the fracture causes them to eat less. Maybe as a lead up to the fracture, they weren't eating that well. There are changes in taste and smell that are associated with aging, and people sometimes just eat a lot of tasty, high calorie junk, you know, like ice cream and pastries, because it appeals to their taste buds. It doesn't really do much for their overall nutrition. So adequate protein, I think, is really essential, because, you know, we tend to think of bones as just, well, it's just basically a bank for calcium and some other minerals. Well, no, bones are living tissue, and fractures are very catabolic. They kind of pull your whole metabolism down and create kind of a high energy state. So you need adequate calories, and you need especially adequate protein as a building block for repair of your bones. So that's number one. Other things that are helpful, vitamin C is very important for formation of collagen, which is the matrix on which bone is laid down. Zinc is very important for wound healing and repair. And I guess you could say, you know, a whole suite of nutrients may participate in that. So just a good multivitamin, perhaps with some extra vitamin D, because vitamin D is very important for uptake of calcium, which is important for deposition on the bone. And let's not forget vitamin K, which can work together with vitamin D for bone health. Okay, so then is there some secret sauce? Is there some, you know, specific nutrient that can be helpful? Well, we know that in fractures, you get a lot of inflammation. And inflammation is good because it actually promotes blood flow and it promotes uptake of nutrients to the injured site. You don't want runaway inflammation. So to kind of tamp down that inflammation, it's probably a good idea to have fish oil on board, the omega-3s, as well as something called SPMs. And I'm writing about SPMs in our upcoming newsletter. You can subscribe at drhoffman.com. You'll get it in your inbox every week. As one of four promising nutrients that I want to highlight this week, that'll appear in your inbox if you subscribe to our newsletter. sometime next week. So SPMs, it stands for specific pro-resolving mediators, and they are, that precisely describes their role. They are there to resolve inflammation, not to completely abolish inflammation, but to prevent runaway inflammation. So I would recommend that people go kind of high on SPMs in addition to fish oil at a time where they're recovering from a fracture. I think that that would be a good idea. So while we're on the subject of inflammation, one of the best natural anti-inflammatories around is turmeric. And the specific extract of turmeric we're talking about is curcumin. Here's a study. It's an animal study, but it was done just a couple of years ago. Effective turmeric extract on bone healing in an experimental model of femoral bone fracture. They talk about the physiology of this. Following bone fracture, there's got to be a balance between the activity of osteoblast and osteoclast, the bone builders and the bone remodelers, and, you know, these various inflammatory pathways, yada, yada, that help in the healing process via regulation of osteoclast function. Well, turns out the turmeric may have a role here. This is a rat model of femur fracture, and what they found is that in these rats who were subject to surgery where their femoral bones were fractured, yeah, animal cruelty, okay, I get it, but sometimes this helps us figure out what works for people. Thank you, rats. After 6 weeks of treatment, the femurs of animals who were either given or not given turmeric were examined for their appearance on a X-ray, their appearance in terms of microscopic examination, and also they looked at gene expression, which is looking at the various various compounds that are associated with healing. Well, the X-ray showed thicker callus and a hastened healing and resolution of the fracture. They also found that treatment with turmeric improved scores on some of the factors that are associated with femoral bone health. Conclusion, our findings indicated the turmeric ability to facilitate bone hemostasis and optimize the expression of key markers involved in the bone metabolism. So there you have it, suggesting that turmeric may be important. Also, you know, maybe throw in some collagen. Collagen wouldn't hurt because collagen is an important precursor to bone healing and bone remodeling. There you have it. So I also want to mention, you know, is strontium helpful here? We often recommend strontium as something that can be helpful for osteoporosis. I've looked at studies on strontium for fracture healing, and there are some studies that say that it accelerates fracture healing and other studies that suggest that it doesn't accelerate fracture healing. So I'm not necessarily going to recommend strontium here, but it's not entirely clear that it's out of the question as something that might help with bone healing. All right, this item. You know, Paxlovid has been highlighted as a definitive treatment for COVID. And in the beginning, it seemed to work. There were studies that showed in 2021 that it decreased hospitalization and death among COVID-19 patients. Well, when we return next hour, we're going to take a look at a new study that evaluates whether Paxlovid is still beneficial for COVID with some surprising results. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 our number, and we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with FullScript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffman.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Beryl has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it approaches the Southeast Caribbean. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says the hurricane has become a dangerous storm.
Moving quickly off to the west at 21 miles per hour and is going to be moving through the Windward Islands overnight tonight and Monday. Beryl has continued to rapidly intensify and is now an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of around 130 miles per hour. We've had both the Air Force Reserve and NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft in the storm.
And he adds that those living from St. Vincent south to Grenada need to pay attention.
Everybody in the Windward Islands should be listening to any advice or potential evacuation orders they've been given by your local officials. Please, you have a few hours left the rest of today and this evening to get ready for what's going to be a potentially catastrophic storm.
Also at townhall.com, the UN Security Council has been presented with evidence that Russia has deployed a North Korean missile in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, Executive Director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in Nigeria say 18 people have been killed and 30 wounded in coordinated attacks by suspected female suicide bombers in the city of Gwoza. The attacks raised security concern in a region that's been the center of Islamist insurgency. Townhall.com has more.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
What is the greatest danger for beachgoers?
Stinging jellyfish and sharks on the hunt are some ocean hazards that might typically worry beachgoers, but rip currents account for the most beach rescues every year. Six people drowned in rip currents over a recent two-day period in Florida. About 100 people drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches each year. That's according to the U.S. Life Saving Association, and more than 80% of beach rescues annually involve rip currents. John Scott reporting.
With summer having gotten off to a scorching start, workers across the country may be dreaming of a seaside escape or cutting out early to watch a movie in an air-conditioned theater. For some, that can be a reality. Summer hours, a reduced schedule on Fridays offered usually between Memorial Day and Labor Day, are one way that smaller businesses can stand out to prospective employees in a competitive talent marketplace. Small business owners say they're also offering summer hours to boost morale. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Numerous injuries in a major ballpark.
11 people have been hurt when an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field in Milwaukee following a game between the Brewers and Chicago Cubs. A team spokesman says 6 people were hospitalized, 5 others treated at the ballpark. The escalator's malfunction resulted in a, quote, increased downward speed. Officials are investigating. Jason Walker reporting.
Art lovers all over Florida are upset as groups are scrambling to plug or large budget gaps. That comes after Governor Ron DeSantis unexpectedly vetoed $32 million in arts funding. Advocates say the lack of state funding is going to devastate arts and culture in the Sunshine State. A DeSantis spokeswoman says the governor makes veto decisions that are in the best interest of Florida citizens. You'll find more on these stories and much more when you log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open this time with a Western. Then after we hear William Conrad as Marshal Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke, another big voice performer will be heard, as Bob Bailey stars as Johnny Dollar, in the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Silent Queen Matter, which originally played out over 5 consecutive weeknights back in the mid-1950s. Well, speaking of the mid-50s, that's also when Gunsmoke began its 20-year television run, airing from 1955 through 1975. On that show, 6'7" James Arness portrayed Marshal Dillon, with Dennis Weaver as Chester, Amanda Blake as Miss Kitty, and Milburn Stone as Doc Adams. But as all of you are well aware by now, radio came first, debuting back in the spring of 1952 with an entirely different cast. In addition to the previously mentioned Bill Conrad as Dillon, it featured Parley Bear as Chester, Georgia Ellis as Kitty, and Howard McNear as Doc. They'll be joined in this broadcast by Tom Tolley as Gatliff, John Daner as Toby, Richard Beals as Yorkie, and Jack Edwards pulling double duty as both Sam Noonan and Tom Mercer in The Buffalo Hunter from October 24th of 1953.
Now Sugar Crinkles, the sugar rice treat that's just right sweet, is proud to present Gunsmoke.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Thank you.
Gunsmoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, the story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. Take it easy, Mom. You know your young folks are going to eat when you give them Sugar Crinkles for breakfast. Yes, boys and girls love Sugar Crinkles. And no wonder. It's the sugar rice treat that's just right sweet. Makes breakfast more fun than a circus. Now, the reason Sugar Crinkles suit young folks to a T is this. Some sugar-coated cereals they've tried seem too sweet. Others don't seem sweet enough. But when they dip their first spoonful of Sugar Crinkles, they've discovered a sugar-coated cereal that's just right sweet. And say, those young folks of yours love to dip into the pack and eat Sugar Crinkles as a snack, too. So better get several packages. And now, Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad.
Dillon, look at those men down there by the jail.
Yeah, it's quite a crowd.
Well, now, what's so curious about a wagon load of buffalo hide, you wonder?
Maybe they got a white one, Chester.
They must have something mighty interesting.
Yeah. This your wagon, mister?
Nope. It's Gatliff's. High skin for him.
What's the crowd for?
Just curious. The other skinner got hurt, and we brought him into the dock.
Oh, what happened? Is he hurt bad?
Bad enough Gatliff didn't see any sense in bringing him into town at all. Me and the cook, we made him, though.
What?
Oh, here's Gatliff now.
Chester, go up to docks and see what you can find out, huh?
Yes, sir.
How is he, Gatliff?
Doc will take care of everything, Toby.
Never mind that. How is he?
He's dead. Let's drive his hides on down to the shed, huh? Come on.
Just a minute, Gatliff.
Some other time, Marshal. I'm busy.
So am I. But I want to talk to you anyway.
You and the cook go get these hides unloaded, Toby. I'll be right along.
Okay.
Now, where you on, Marshal?
What happened to your skinner?
Billy? He hurt himself, that's all.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead. He got hurt and he died. That's all.
When did he get hurt?
Last night.
Then why didn't you bring him in last night?
And them other fellas, the cook and Toby, they figured he was done for anyway. They didn't want to bother, I guess.
What happened to him, Gatliff? How did he get hurt?
I don't rightly know, Marshal. He was alone in camp, and when we got there, he'd gone and burned himself.
Burned? With what?
Hot lead, Marshal. Spilled it all over him.
Lead for bullets?
Yeah, that's it. He was cooking up lead in a fry pan. That was one of Billy's chores to make my bullets. He always was a mite clumsy. He sure messed himself up this time.
That must have been a lot of lead.
Yeah, 50, 60 pounds, I reckon.
Mr. Gatliff? Mm? That
man of yours, Doc's all through with him. He said you can bury him now. Oh, no, I ain't paying for no burial. He's just a skinner I hired. I don't even know his last name.
You're his boss, aren't you? You brought him in here.
He's just a bum who worked for me.
Well, of all the miserable...
Hold it, Chester. All right, Gatliff, we'll take care of him.
He caused me trouble enough. I don't want to hear no more about him ever.
What about the skinner, Chester? Tell me.
Oh, it was terrible, Mr. Dillon. Doc said he don't know how he lived as long as he did.
Did he talk to Doc?
Oh, goodness no, the poor fella.
How do you suppose it happened, Chester?
Why, a hot lead. Had a whole pan full of it, they told me.
Yeah, but what man's going to pick up 50 or 60 pounds of molten lead and spill it all over him?
Oh, well, he... I hadn't thought of that. Of
course, there's another way it could have happened.
How's that?
Somebody could have pushed him down into it.
Oh, my, who?
I don't know. Gatliff, or maybe his skinner, Toby. I wonder where Toby went.
He probably went over to the Alafraganza to drink up his wages.
Oh, all right. Chester, go do something about burying that man, huh?
Yes, sir. I'll tend to it.
Toby.
Huh? Oh. Hello, Marshal.
Sam.
Yeah?
Set out a bottle of rye and another glass, huh?
Sure, Marshal.
I'll, buy you a drink.
You will? Well, sure, Marshal, sure.
Well, Toby, here's to your friend, Billy.
He was no friend of mine, but he died a bad death. I'll drink to him.
Tell me something, Toby. How did he and Gatliff get on?
You noticed Gatliff's eyes, Marshal?
I did.
He got powder speck shot into them. They look like turkey eggs.
Yeah.
You don't get on with a man like that.
How come I've never seen him in Dodge before?
A man's greedy, Marshal. He's downright wicked about money. He figures he can save time, make more money by selling his hides to buyer's agents on the prairie. He gets less out there, but he can kill and sell more that way.
Well, he came in with a load of hides today.
Just because we made him come in with Billy.
Huh. Tell me about the accident, Toby, huh?
Well, oh, thanks. Billy was melting lead in a fry pan, and the way I figured, he must have tripped somehow and fallen smack into it. When we rode in, we found him rolling around on the ground. That's all I know.
When who rode in?
Me and the cook.
Where was Gatliff?
Oh, he went in just ahead of us.
How long ahead of you?
Not long. Maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah. Then he found Billy first, is that it?
Yeah, so he did. I hadn't thought of that before, Marshal. So that's why you've been asking so many questions.
Well, I wasn't sure, Toby. But I expect you're telling the truth. The cook could back up your story.
Sure. I'm telling the truth. So that's what happened. Gatliff killed him. He murdered him.
Any idea why he would?
Sure I do. He killed Billy so he wouldn't have to pay him his wages due. He'd been out 4 months. He must owe Billy $700, $800.
Uh-huh. Are you going back out on the prairie with him?
I ain't afraid of him. But I'll be sleeping with one eye open from now on.
And if you let on you're suspicious, he'll sure try to kill you.
Not me. He can do his killing on somebody else.
You'll be leaving in the morning, I suppose, huh?
About dawn, I reckon, soon as Gatliff hires new Skinner.
Uh-huh. Well, the bottle's yours, Toby, and good luck.
Oh, I sure do thank you, Marshal.
Later in the day, Chester and a couple of other men buried Billy out on the hill.
Center. Your life, your health, your... The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called the Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's the Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House.
Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. The 1st of January, 2023. As we go into this radio show, this is 906 Sundays we've been with you, presenting the Word of God through the Flatline radio broadcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me. Several of you will begin to notice changes in our schedule. You can always go to our website, rickhughesministries.org, and notice some of the changes. One of the changes is in Jackson, Mississippi. We're changing radio stations, going to a station that broadcasts out of Pelahatchie, Mississippi. We'll still be in that area. But this goes on all the time as we look at our schedule and we look at where the results are, try to find what we can afford to broadcast, where we can afford to broadcast, not ridiculously high prices. But anyhow, pray for us as we go into this 2023 year, headed towards 1,000 radio shows, and you can always also find them on the podcast. Any podcast venue such as Apple iPod or Spotify or Breaker or Anchor, you can find The Flatline there and listen 24/7 anywhere, any day, any place. And we are very privileged to have that opportunity to give you the information. Remember, you can contact us through the website, order any of our material free of charge. We don't sell things here. We operate on faith. We believe if God's in it, God will pay for it. If not, we'll go do something else. But so far, He has never failed. God's grace has always provided every need we have to sustain this radio show, these books we mail out, the postage, the staff, everything that we need, without asking for money. Isn't that amazing how God can do that? All right, now, if you want to pick up some of the material, one thing I'd like to suggest to you is we have transcribed all of our radio shows into books now. So 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, we have it printed in a book, and you can use this as a daily devotion to read one of the radio shows each day. There are 52 shows in each book. That's 52 Sundays in a month. So if you'd like to order that book or all of those books, go to the website and simply rickhughesministries.org. rickhughesministries.org. Don't go to Richard Hughes Ministries. That's a different person. It's rickhughesministries.org, and you can find all of the material that we offer there. Does not mean that the Christian is ever alone to face the difficulties of life and time. I actually pity the unbeliever, the non-Christian, who has no hope, no hope for the future, or even any hope for peace in his own time. Please allow me to give you a few divine promises that I believe will comfort you during times of loneliness. That comfort always comes in the form of peace, internal peace, and joy, with objective optimism. Let's start out with Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Listen to the words that were penned by Isaiah the prophet. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. We start out with Isaiah 41:10, and a few notes. I was looking around, studying some different commentaries on this, and Barnes' notes on the Bible says this about it. I'll quote him here. Fear thou not. He says this verse is plain in its meaning and is full of consolation. It's to be regarded as addressed primarily to the exiled Jews during their long and painful captivity in Babylon. And the idea is this, that they had been selected by God to be his special people, and they had nothing to fear. But the promise is one that may be regarded as addressed to every one of us, all people in similar circumstances. And it's certainly true now, as it was then, that those whom God has chosen have nothing to fear. End of quote. Now, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God has chosen you in eternity past. I know in my own life, I didn't go looking for God. God found me. I dated a girl that took me to church, and after church, she took me to a Bible study, and there I met people that gave me the gospel. It was never my intention to go looking for God. The Lord called me. The Lord found me in eternity past. He knew that about me. That doesn't mean he elected me over someone else. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that he knew my heart would respond to the truth, and he made it available to me. So I have been chosen by God to be in Christ, and you have been chosen by God to be in Christ if you're a believer. He said, fear not, I am with thee. This divine assurance that our Father is totally aware of whatever we may be facing, that's his omniscience, his omnipresence. You say, what is that? Well, his omniscience means that he knows everything. There's nothing hidden from our Father. And his omnipresence means that he's always with us wherever we may go. I am with thee. He's always with us. Here's the plain truth about it. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, lives inside of you. The Apostle Paul disclosed this to us in what's called the mystery doctrine of the church. In Colossians 1:25-27, he wrote these words, I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness. The mystery, listen to that word, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. Now he's going to tell you what it is, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. No more need for an Old Testament tabernacle. No more need for the temple of Solomon. Now we are the sacred temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. He lives in you. If you are a believer, if you have accepted Christ as your Savior, he lives in you, and your body is now his temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16, know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? God has chosen to make you his temple. Christ lives in you. And so Isaiah said, don't be dismayed. The Hebrew word for dismayed is sha'ah. And what does that mean? It means to look about in a state of alarm or to fear or to fear danger. What should you do? Well, these are times for you to use a faith rest drill. Standing on the promises of God. That's problem-solving device number 3 in the flatline on your soul. We have a book called Christian Problem Solving. I'd love to send it to you. If you order it, we'll send it to you free of charge. But if you can learn some of the promises of God's Word, over 7,000 of them, then you can use a faith rest drill and stand on those promises. Again, we have another book on these promises and principles found in the Word of God. We'll be glad to send you free of charge as well. So, standing on the promises of God. That's the thing. Relax. Take it easy. Jesus Christ controls history. He lives inside of you. There's never a reason for you to ever be alone, and there's never a reason for you to ever be afraid. never. It says, I will strengthen you. What does that mean? It means that God gives you the ability to handle any situation in your life. Well, exactly how would that happen? Paul wrote it this way in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. The indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ is occupation with Christ, problem-solving device number 10. And through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you can have great happiness and great peace and do anything that God allows you to do. Any objective he puts in front of you, you can handle any situation. He didn't throw you under the bus. He didn't abandon you. You haven't been left alone. He lives in you. He is with you. He sustains you. Don't be afraid. He will give you the strength to handle it, whatever you're facing. How do I know that? Because he said in the next part of that verse, I will uphold you. The Hebrew word talmak means I will support you. I will lay hold of you. Simply put, he will give you the strength to endure whatever trial you may be facing at this very moment. How does he do that? Through the faith rest drill and the filling of the Holy Spirit. Through the faith rest drill and the filling of the Holy Spirit. Filling of the Holy Spirit, problem solving device number 2. Faith rest drill, problem solving device number 3. Do you know all those 10 problem solving devices? If not, order the book, read about them, learn them. We got a bookmarker that's got them all on the bookmark you can put in your Bible so you can remember them. The filling of the Holy Spirit comes through the operation what we call rebound, problem solving device number 1. When you sin, you quench and grieve the Holy Spirit. But when you go to God in 1 John 1:9 and confess that sin, where it says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you do that, you are immediately filled with the Holy Spirit. What I'm saying is at any time in your life, you are either carnal or spiritual. You are either filled with the Spirit or under control of the sin nature. Right now, I'm asking you the question, are you out of fellowship with God? Do you have unconfessed sin in your life? If so, this purse cannot help you. He can't give you the strength because it comes through the filling of the Holy Spirit. And it comes by you using your volition to operate under the faith rest drill. Do you know any of those promises that are available to you? Do you know any of the 7,000 promises? It's like cash in the bank. It's like you've won the lottery, but you got to know where to draw it out, where to get it. 7,000 biblical promises you can stand on and relax. When Moses came to the Red Sea and the Pharaoh was chasing the Jews out of Egypt, and it looked like imminent death was upon him, Moses said, stand still and watch what God is about to do. Tamak, he will support you. He will give you the strength to endure whatever trial you face by means of the filling of the Holy Spirit and the faith rest drill. After all, where did you ever get the idea that you had to endure your pain alone? Where did you get that idea? Where did you get the idea you have to endure it alone? You are not alone. David expressed his confidence in God's provision and God's protection, even when he was facing imminent death. You've heard the 23rd Psalm said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David had complete confidence and complete comfort in God's grace and God's care. Note, he had no fear. That meant his emotions were not controlling his thoughts. This is where your biggest battle will take place, in your mind. You will let your emotions take over, and if you do that, you quit thinking, then you quit operating in the Christian life. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. It does not say, let these emotions be in you that were also in Christ Jesus. You have to learn to think. The spiritual life is thought. It's you thinking. It's you understanding the plan of God in your mind and accumulating the wisdom of God in your mind so that you can recall and apply the information in your life when you need it. In your thoughts, not in your emotions. The question is this, will you be discouraged by adverse circumstances? Have you been discouraged during these holidays? Have you felt sorry for yourself? Or will you pick up the shield of faith and put on the helmet of salvation. Ephesians 6:11-17. Read it. Ephesians 6:11-17. The shield of faith. Without a doctrinal frame of reference, or should I say biblical frame of reference, I always call it Bible doctrine. Without that doctrinal frame of reference, you will have nothing to sustain you in the day that you are attacked. Ephesians 6:11 talks about the strategy the devil has in regards to you. It's true he knows your area of weakness. It's true he knows your lust patterns. It's true he knows your fears and your doubts. And he will seek to persuade you to doubt God and to melt into a puddle of fear. Totally self-centered. Considering God not worthy of your trust. That's exactly the attitude of the weak believer. But notice the attitude of the mature believer in Romans 8:38. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Three key things there. He's persuaded. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, and that love is in Christ Jesus. Persuaded, love of God, in Christ Jesus. It's obvious from this statement that Paul the Apostle is thinking clearly in spite of facing religious opposition motivated by satanic inspiration. He's persuaded, pytho, Greek word pytho, and it means he's confident. He has complete trust. Well, how in the world could you come to this complete, relaxed mental attitude? This type of confidence only comes when you understand the unfailing love of God for his children. Paul understood what it meant to abide in the love of Christ. John wrote about it, and he quoted the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what's in John 15:9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. As the Father loved me, I've also loved you, said the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the mandate, abide in my love. This type of love requires reciprocation. In 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, that we keep his mandates, and his mandates are not a burden. You love God? You say you love God? If I ask you, do you love God? You say, yes, I love God. I do. Do you obey God? Here it is. Again, listen carefully. 1 John 5:3. This is, I'm going to add the word proof here. This is the proof that you love God, that you keep his mandates, and they're not hard. Virtue love is reciprocal. We love God because he, first of all, loved us. That's reciprocation. We love him. We reciprocate because he loved us first. And in 1 John 4:18, perfect love casts out fear. That's the secret to handling fear. That's the secret to handling adversity. That's the secret to having a relaxed mental attitude. That's the secret to being able to face any of the exigencies of life. The love of God. Understanding. Basking in it, enjoying it, knowing that he loves you even more than you love him. The believer who loves God will be obedient to God's mandates. That means you will stay filled with the Holy Spirit. You're not allowed to get out of fellowship and stay out of fellowship. If you've accepted Christ as your Savior and you commit sin, such as a mental attitude sin like worry, fear, does that sound familiar? Bitterness, anger. If you get in those mental attitude sins, or even sins of the tongue, complaining, maligning, criticizing, gossiping, or maybe it's an overt sin. Maybe it's something that's not very nice, like theft. Maybe it's a personal sin, like adultery, fornication. Maybe it's some other sort of some overt sin in your life. When you sin, you get out of fellowship with God. You cannot grow in grace out of fellowship with God. Unless you go to God and use problem-solving device number one, rebound, you will let your sin nature control your life, and you will do good things. Oh, you can go to church, and you can sing in the choir, and you can tithe, and you can do a lot of good things, but a right thing done in the wrong way is still wrong. And this will all come up at the judgment seat of Christ when we are evaluated to whether or not you produced gold, silver, and precious stones, or whether or not you produced wood, hay, and stubble. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The believer who loves God again will be obedient to God's mandate. Stay filled with the Holy Spirit. The minute you know you've committed a personal sin, don't wait until you go to bed at night. Stop there and confess it. Now let's put this into practical application. Let's say you're driving down the interstate and someone cuts you off, someone flips you off, someone does something you don't like. What do you do? Do you get angry? Do you react? And you get angry at them? And you do, and you've committed a sin. You could respond by forgiving them, but you didn't. You got angry. Your sin nature took over, and now you want to get up on their bumper and flash your lights and tell them what an idiot they are. How do I know all of that? Because I've done it. I've been an idiot many times, I promise you. I had to learn, just like you have to learn, to stay filled with the Holy Spirit, not let my flesh take over. If you love God, you will rebound immediately when you know you've sinned. And then you will be capable of growing in grace. The Bible tells you, grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not asking you, it's telling you. This is a mandate. Grow in the grace and knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You cannot grow unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I don't believe you can grow unless you get a great pastor to teach you the Word of God, because that's the way it's designed in the New Testament. Read it in Ephesians 4 for yourself. He gave pastor teachers to teach us so that we become mature believers and grow in grace. And then we live by faith. What a wonderful way to live. We live by faith. That means you put complete trust in the provisions that God offers to you. You never have to worry about anything. Where does that come from? Matthew chapter 6. Look at the bird. Look at the field. Look at this. Look at this. God loves you. He will not throw you under the bus. He will meet your needs. Matthew chapter 6. Read it. Live by faith. Trust Him. And lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love God, you will stay filled with the Holy Spirit. You will grow in grace. You will live by faith. And you will lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, the mature believer's life does not center on self-preservation, but rather fulfilling the plan of God for him to the ultimate objective. And what is that? To hear these words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Not having fear is the trademark of the mature believer. Remember Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." It's a trademark of the mature believer. In Psalm 73:23, "Nevertheless, I'm continually with you," God says. "You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and you receive me to glory." This is what David wrote. "You hold me by my right hand." That's eternal security. No one can take you out of the Father's hand. "I give unto them eternal life, and no one can take them out of my Father's hand." That's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said those words himself. No one can take you out of the Father's hand. That's a wonderful thought. You're not going to go to hell because you made some mistake and did something stupid. I know some Christians that have done some stupid things. They are still going to heaven. God didn't take it back. Once they were born into the family of God, once they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and got saved, they are now eternally saved. No man can take them out of my Father's hand. He said, "I will never leave you. I will never forsake you." That doesn't mean you won't turn your back on Him. It means He won't turn His back on you. "I'm continually with you," David said. "You hold me by my right hand." God has you by your right hand. just like a child trying to learn how to walk and the parent holding on to them. Your Father has you by the right hand. And then David said, you will guide me with your counsel. What does that mean? That's biblical wisdom found in the Bible. The book of Proverbs is full of practical biblical wisdom. You should read just the first chapter of the book of Proverbs and see the importance of wisdom and what happens to people who reject wisdom. You will guide me. This is how God does it. He guides you through the Scripture. And then David said, afterwards you will receive me to glory. That's the exit, resurrection or death, whichever comes first. It's up to God. He makes that decision, not you. He decides the time and the place and the manner of our departure. And so David went on to say, whom have I in heaven but you? There is none upon the earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart, and he is my portion forever. Does that sound like you? Have I identified you today in this message on loneliness? Have you gone through a season of Christmas and the New Year's being lonely and feeling sorry for yourself because you're alone, facing difficulties, facing health crisis, facing various things? Well, I've just told you how that's not supposed to happen. If you grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will not recognize yourself. You will amaze yourself at the objective optimism and joy you will have, because Jesus said happiness belongs to those people who hear my Father's word and keep it. My prayer is you will find a qualified pastor that will help you, that you will learn daily on a consistent basis. If you don't know where a pastor is, contact me. We'll put you in touch with one that can teach you the Word of God so you can grow in the grace and the knowledge of God's Word as He intended for you to do. So that, why? Why does He want you to do that? So you can replicate the life of Christ. So you can represent Christ to your generation. And hopefully, by doing that, you will learn that our hope doesn't lie in any politician. Our hope lies in the grace of God. Because it's only through God's grace that we may survive as a nation in the future. Until next week, same time, same place, this is your host, Rick Hughes. Thank you for listening to The Floodline.
Thank you for listening to The Floodline with your host, Rick Hughes. If you'd like to contact Rick, please write to him at P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama, 35054. Or online at www.rickhughesministries.org.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. The 1st of January, 2023. As we go into this radio show, this is 906 Sundays we've been with you, presenting the Word of God through the Flatline radio broadcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me. Several of you will begin to notice changes in our schedule. You can always go to our website, rickhughesministries.org, and notice some of the changes. One of the changes is in Jackson, Mississippi. We're changing radio stations, going to a station that broadcasts out of Pelahatchie, Mississippi. We'll still be in that area. But this goes on all the time as we look at our schedule and we look at where the results are. try to find what we can afford to broadcast, where we can afford to broadcast, not ridiculously high prices. But anyhow, pray for us as we go into this 2023 year, headed towards 1,000 radio shows, and you can always also find them on the podcast. Any podcast venue such as Apple iPod or Spotify or Breaker or Anchor, you can find The Flatline there and listen 24/7 anywhere, any day, any place. And we are very privileged to have that opportunity to give you the information. Remember, you can contact us through the website, order any of our material free of charge. We don't sell things here. We operate on faith. We believe if God's in it, God will pay for it. If not, we'll go do something else. But so far, He has never failed. God's grace has always provided every need we have to sustain this radio show, these books we mail out, the postage, the staff, everything that we need, without asking for money. Isn't that amazing how God can do that? All right, now, if you want to pick up some of the material, one thing I'd like to suggest to you is we have transcribed all of our radio shows into books now. So 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, we have it printed in a book, and you can use this as a daily devotion to read one of the radio shows each day. There are 52 shows in each book. That's 52 Sundays in a month. So if you'd like to order that book or all of those books, go to the website and simply rickhughesministries.org. rickhughesministries.org. Don't go to Richard Hughes Ministries. That's a different person. It's rickhughesministries.org, and you can find all of the material that we offer there. Okay? Now, as we wrap up the holiday season, I don't know how you handled it and what's going on in your life, but I am thinking about many of you that may have experienced intense loneliness during these times. In some cases, people like yourself are simply alone because their loved ones have been called home to be with the Lord, and the spouse, the husband or the wife, is still here in this decaying world. I realize that many of our listeners are on the radio broadcast are actually part of the older generation. I know that. But I want you to know that you are never alone. You are not alone. Maybe you live alone, but that does not mean that the Christian is ever alone to face the difficulties of life and time. I actually pity the unbeliever, the non-Christian, who has no hope. No hope for the future, or even any hope for peace in his own time. Please allow me to give you a few divine promises that I believe will comfort you during times of loneliness. That comfort always comes in the form of peace, internal peace, and joy, with objective optimism. Let's start out with Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Listen to the words that were penned by Isaiah the prophet. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. We start out with Isaiah 41:10, and a few notes. I was looking around, studying some different commentaries on this, and Barnes' notes on the Bible says this about it. I'll quote him here. Fear thou not. He says, this verse is plain in its meaning and is full of consolation. It's to be regarded as addressed primarily to the exiled Jews during their long and painful captivity in Babylon. And the idea is this, that they had been selected by God to be His special people, and they had nothing to fear. But the promise is one that may be regarded as addressed to every one of us, all people in similar circumstances. And it's certainly true now, as it was then, that those whom God has chosen have nothing to fear. End of quote. Now, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, God has chosen you in eternity past. I know in my own life, I didn't go looking for God. God found me. I dated a girl that took me to church, and after church, she took me to a Bible study, and there I met people that gave me the gospel. It was never my intention to go looking for God. The Lord called me. The Lord found me. In eternity past, He knew that about me. That doesn't mean He elected me over someone else. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that He knew my heart would respond to the truth, and He made it available to me. So, I have been chosen by God to be in Christ, and you have been chosen by God to be in Christ if you're a believer. He said, fear not, I am with thee. This divine assurance that our Father is totally aware of whatever we may be facing. That's His omniscience, His omnipresence. You say, what is that? Well, His omniscience means that He knows everything. There's nothing hidden from our Father. And His omnipresence means that He's always with us wherever we may go. I am with thee. He's always with us. Here's the plain truth about it. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, lives inside of you. The Apostle Paul disclosed this to us in what's called the mystery doctrine of the church. In Colossians 1:25-27, he wrote these words, I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness. The mystery, listen to that word, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. Now he's going to tell you what it is, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. No more need for an Old Testament tabernacle. No more need for the Temple of Solomon. Now we are the sacred temple of the Lord Jesus Christ. He lives in you. If you are a believer, if you have accepted Christ as your Savior, He lives in you, and your body is now His temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16, Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? God has chosen to make you His temple. Christ lives in you. And so, Isaiah said, don't be dismayed. The Hebrew word for dismayed is sha'ah. And what does that mean? It means to look about in a state of alarm, or to fear, or to be fear danger. What should you do? Well, these are times for you to use a faith rest drill. Standing on the promises of God. That's problem-solving device number 3 in the Flatline on your soul. We have a book called Christian Problem Solving. I'd love to send it to you. If you order it, we'll send it to you free of charge. But if you can learn some of the promises of God's Word, over 7,000 of them, then you can use a faith rest drill and stand on those promises. Again, we have another book on these promises and principles found in the Word of God. We'll be glad to send you free of charge as well. So, standing on the promises of God. That's the thing. Relax. Take it easy. Jesus Christ controls history. He lives inside of you. There's never a reason for you to ever be alone. And there's never a reason for you to ever be afraid. Never. It says, I will strengthen you. What does that mean? It means that God gives you the ability to handle any situation in your life. Well, exactly how would that happen? Paul wrote it this way in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. The indwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ is occupation with Christ, problem-solving device number 10. And through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you can have great happiness and great peace and do anything that God allows you to do, any objective He puts in front of you. You can handle any situation. He didn't throw you under the bus. He didn't abandon you. You haven't been left alone. He lives in you. He is with you. He sustains you. Don't be afraid. He will give you the strength to handle it, whatever you're facing. How do I know that? Because He said in the next part of that verse, I will uphold you. The Hebrew word tamach means I will support you. I will lay hold of you. Simply put, He will give you the strength to endure whatever trial you may be facing at this very moment. How does He do that? Through the faith rest drill and the filling of the Holy Spirit. Through the faith rest drill and the filling of the Holy Spirit. Filling of the Holy Spirit, problem-solving device number 2. Faith rest drill, problem-solving device number 3. Do you know all those 10 problem-solving devices? If not, order the book, read about them, learn them. We got a bookmarker that's got them all on the bookmark you can put in your Bible so you can remember them. The filling of the Holy Spirit comes through the operation what we call rebound, problem-solving device number 1. When you sin, you quench and grieve the Holy Spirit. But when you go to God in 1 John 1:9 and confess that sin, where it says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you do that, you are immediately filled with the Holy Spirit. What I'm saying is that any time in your life, you are either carnal or spiritual. You are either filled with the Spirit or under control of the sin nature. Right now, I'm asking you the question, are you out of fellowship with God? Do you have unconfessed sin in your life? If so, this person cannot help you. He can't give you the strength because it comes through the filling of the Holy Spirit. And it comes by you using your volition to operate under the faith rest drill. Do you know any of those promises that are available to you? Do you know any of the 7,000 promises? It's like cash in the bank. It's like you've won the lottery, but you got to know where to draw it out, where to get it. 7,000 biblical promises you can stand on and relax. When Moses came to the Red Sea and the Pharaoh was chasing the Jews out of Egypt, and it looked like imminent death was upon him, Moses said, stand still and watch what God is about to do. Tamak, he will support you. He will give you the strength to endure whatever trial you face by means of the filling of the Holy Spirit and the faith rest drill. After all, where did you ever get the idea that you had to endure your pain alone? Where did you get that idea? Where did you get the idea you have to endure it alone? You are not alone. David expressed his confidence in God's provision and God's protection, even when he was facing imminent death. You've heard the 23rd Psalm said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David had complete confidence and complete comfort in God.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.